5 feet in front of you.
And good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Outrage in Gaza after Israeli airstrikes, and there's been a military escalation in the region after two Israeli soldiers were captured by Hezbollah. CBS's Robert Berger live in Jerusalem with more on this breaking story.
Islamic Hezbollah guerrillas took the two Israeli soldiers hostage during a daring cross-border raid from Lebanon. Israeli tanks moved into Lebanon and jets bombed roads and bridges. This follows the kidnap of another soldier by Palestinians in Gaza 2 weeks ago. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert described today's attack as an act of war and said Hezbollah would pay a heavy price. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
Searching for the injured in Gaza after new Israeli airstrikes designed to put pressure on the militants who hold that other Israeli soldier, CBS's Lara Logan is there.
The scene when we arrived there was extremely chaotic and very, very emotional. Hundreds of Palestinians flocked through the streets and were searching through the rubble, trying to find any of the dead and wounded.
In India, the chaos of yesterday's deadly terrorist bombings on Mumbai commuter trains has given way to an intense search for answers.
Indian intelligence sources believe only a sophisticated terrorist network could have planned and carried out such a string of near-simultaneous attacks.
Reporter Alex Crawford of Britain's Sky TV says two Kashmiri militant groups have denied any involvement in the attacks that killed 183 people. CBS's Ranjan Gupta says the city is trying to get back to normal.
Trains are running and the trains are full. Life goes on and people are back to office. Schools and colleges have reopened.
In this country, more security in big city subways after what happened in India. Chicago's evening rush was disrupted by a commuter train derailment and fire. Police there say it was not a case of foul play. Steve Grzanich of WBBM Radio has the story.
The rush hour commuters who walked away unhurt from the subway fire described a chaotic and frightening evacuation through black smoke in a darkened underground tunnel.
We just heard screeching and then we saw smoke filling the train. We opened the doors and we just started walking.
The estimated 1,000 passengers on board the 8-car subway train, more than 150 suffered injuries, including smoke inhalation. This man emerged from the tunnel with black soot around his nose and mouth, happy to be alive.
It was scary, but the good thing is that we're here and alive.
Steve Grzanich, CBS News, Chicago.
The Army is giving the boot to a big-money deal with oil giant Halliburton. Live to CBS's Chris Mavridis.
Steve, Halliburton's job has been to feed and shelter U.S. troops in Iraq and around the world, but there's been a lot of criticism about that deal and evidence of some serious price gouging, too, like billing taxpayers $45 for a case of soda or double billing for meals, something the company denies. The military thinks it'll save some cash by dumping the Halliburton deal and hiring several contractors in its place. Since the start of the war, the U.S. government has paid Halliburton more than $14 billion for logistical support. Steve?
After months of public silence, columnist Robert Novak is telling his side in the CIA leak story. CBS's Howard Arenstein is live this morning in Washington. Howard, what's he saying?
Novak says special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald has closed the investigation involving him, and now the controversial columnist can identify two out of three people who told him about Valerie Plame. Novak's column with her name set off a huge hunt for the leakers. He says he got confirmations from top White House aide Karl Rove and then CIA spokesman Bill Harlow. He had a third source, but the name has not been revealed, and Novak says he's still constrained as a reporter from printing it.
That's Howard Arenstein live in Washington. Time on the roundup, 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Walmart at 33rd and Tower in Aurora had to be closed yesterday after two electricians were injured.
They had a electrical panel actually explode with an arcing electrical that caused some burn injuries to the two electricians.
Fire Captain Mike Ackman, the electricians were treated and released at a hospital for burns. Three store employees were treated on the scene for respiratory problems. Education most likely will be a large focus of Mayor John Hickenlooper's State of the City address later today. The mayor is expected to spend much of his hour-long address talking about ways of improving education for Denver's kids. Hickenlooper in the past has advocated a sales tax increase to improve preschool access for the city's 10,000 four-year-olds. The mayor's proposal would raise an additional $12 million a year. A hike in the sales tax isn't a new idea. Former Mayor Webb proposed a 2-cent increase to support a similar program in 2000 and 2001. Both were shot down by voters. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And so far, we're in pretty great shape here. If you're just getting going, getting to these highways, everything to this point rolling wide open. Even southbound I-25 on your way in from Thornton and Northland, pushing top speeds. Boulder Turnpike checking clear both directions. Looking pretty good for I-70 and 6th Avenue on your way in from Lakewood. Sun just cracking the horizon here. It's going to be bright into that sunshine on these eastbound routes. Be prepared. Looking at your weather for today, sunny skies in a hot...
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
I miss him in that respect, that we're stuck with such a miserable situation for, you know, and the other thing is, the other thing that hits me, I really want to talk about this, because I was talking to some people yesterday about this. They brought it up, I didn't, I was just listening to the conversation about how they find that they are becoming increasingly fatigued and becoming increasingly tired with the bitterness on both sides of the political spectrum and the constant hammering by both sides. And I wonder if that fatigue affects you. I wonder if that wears you down. And I guess what kicked it off is that I said to them, well, you know, every day I go to work and I stare into the abyss of the mess that this country's in and the problems that are going on worldwide, and every day it's something, you know, bombings in India and, problems here and problems there, and look at the violence that's going on in Iraq, just unbelievable, and things there are supposed to be getting better, right, but the administration doesn't explain to us and the media doesn't really talk about it, I mean, how bad the violence is over there. But you look at that stuff all the time, and you start getting fatigued, get worn out. And what we see on the daily talking head shows is we see both sides firing back and forth. And we're so divided as a nation, or at least politically we seem to be very, very divided. And I want to know if I'm the only person who's uncomfortable with this divide. And the idea that you know, there's got to be some civility to the process and some conscience to the process. And that, for instance, conservatives. I mean, I would ask conservatives this head on. You know, doesn't the United States Congress have the job to act as a check and balance against presidential power? And has the United States Congress done that job effectively? Because I don't think that it has. Look at the things the administration has done. Even when you get guys like Hoekstra, Congressman David Hoekstra comes forward and says, well, you didn't brief us and you didn't tell us all there was to tell about these NSA programs. And this may be a breach of responsibility on the part of the White House. You know, we forget about this. And I think a lot of people on the right forget about this. But when Richard Nixon underwent Watergate, Do you know that it was the Republicans who went to him? One of them being Barry Goldwater, who went to him and told him it was time for him to resign. That Republicans were involved in Watergate. That it wasn't a totally partisan situation, that it was bipartisan. And that they were involved. And it seems to me like what we have here is a rubber stamp Congress that will just do anything that the leadership tells it to do and will just march lockstep with George W. Bush. And there's no checks and balances. There's none going on whatsoever. And then we have days where we get on the radio here and we talk about those in the Democratic Party, like Joseph Lieberman, like Ken Salazar, like others, who we feel have let us down, who we feel don't represent our best interests. And so don't you at some point say, and I know this is heresy to say this on this radio station, but don't you at some point shake your head and say they've all let me down? That the whole system is broke? Oh, very positive, Jay. Very positive comment to make at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 in the morning. Very positive. Yeah, morning guy. You know, guys who do morning radio shows are supposed to be positive. Hey, good morning. It's really, but, you know, don't you ever feel that way? You feel like, man, you know what? There's just nobody. I mean, where are all these people? Where are the checks and balances? Where is the integrity? And it seems to be gone. Now, you can't tell me there's not one Republican congressperson who doesn't think that what this White House is doing is wrong. And the bearing in mind that Watergate was not a sole Democratic thing. I mean, there were Republicans involved. And so what we get is, we get if you listen to us, you get like a lot of attacking and the trashing of Bush and a lot of meanness and a lot of mean spirit at times out of some of the people who work on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I try not to be mean spirited, but I mean, you get mean spiritedness out of us. And if you listen over on the right-wing stations, what do you get out of them is you just get, like apology machine. Like Bush could do nothing wrong, and it's just all talking points, and it's all like, well, he can't do anything wrong. It's like everything he does is right. And you know that's not true. I mean, that wouldn't be true if we had a Democratic president. And it wouldn't be true if we had a Democratic Congress. You and I would still get together. If I still have a job, you and I would still get together and, you know, we would talk about it. We would say, well, this goes on and we think this is wrong. We think this is bad. What about this? What about that? And they sit over there and they're like a 24-hour, 7 days a week apology machine for the GOP. So there's this firing and this hammering from both sides. Now, there's got to be a group of you out there, and I don't know how many there are at 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, who are caught in the middle between all of this. And feel like, well, you know what, I'm trying to find answers, but what I get is I get talking points and I get attacks and I get viciousness, and you know what is beginning to happen? What's beginning to happen is I'm beginning to get worn out. And maybe that has something to do with apathy. And the discussions we've had about low voter turnout and being scared, that no one is really offering a good positive clean way to figure out how to solve the nation's troubles without being acrimonious. And then the other question is, can you deal with the other side, conservative America, which is nasty and is extremely, extremely, extremely combative? Can you deal with them by trying to take the high road? Because there's times I think you can't do it. There's times I think, well, you know what, it's like bringing It's like the other side brings a knife to a boxing match, and you get cut up. I don't know. I'm rambling around here, searching for to try to make some point. I'm not sure I'm making any point. Maybe I'm just trying to make a point that after a while, all of this gets exhausting. And you know what? We're not moving forward. We're not working our country's problems out. And what we're ending up doing is we're focusing on all these little non-issues that pull at people emotionally, but really don't solve the bigger picture. If you want to join in on this morass here, it's 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I've got
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
We're speaking today with Kevin Clay, service manager of Land Rover Denver East. Kevin, why should someone buy a Land Rover?
Reliability and longevity. Did you know that 70% of all Land Rovers ever built are still running?
That's an amazing track record. So why should a Land Rover enthusiast buy a vehicle from Land Rover Denver East?
Land Rover Denver East was the first Land Rover dealer in Denver, and we're still here for a reason. We have the largest inventory, both new and used, available, and Land Rover Denver East customers consistently rate us highest in customer satisfaction, both before and after the sale, more than any other Land Rover dealer.
So, if you're interested in the most well-traveled vehicle in the world, call Kevin at 303-751-1500. That's 303-751-1500. Or come in for a test drive and feel the difference. Land Rover Denver East at 2950 South Havana Street in Aurora.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tin Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
At 7, 6 Central, only on TNT.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
623, 23 minutes after 6, high today, 94. Thunderstorms, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Talking about a whole mix of things here, about the clash between the right and the left, and about the system seeming to be broke, and asking where are the... Where are the people who are... Where are the morally upright people on the conservative side of things? Where are they? Because after all, you know, Watergate, there were Republicans involved in Watergate. And there doesn't seem to be any checks and balances against anything that's going on in Washington, D.C. Let's go to the phones and go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
I don't think, I go back, as I said before, I work for DOL, and I've been following this whole thing since the day Reagan took office. They declared political civil war back then, and they've made it very clear. They're not going to ever, ever give up, and they're basically telling people like you and I to get out of the country because we're not Americans. And that's the way it's going to be. And they just don't particularly care. And part of it is also revenge for getting rid of Nixon.
I think there's a lot of that Nixon revenge in there. I think that the whole thing with President Clinton was revenge for getting rid of Nixon.
Can I ask, do you remember how many people resigned right after, who basically got out of politics right after Reagan took office, and how the partisanship began? And the right wing has pretty much declared war that they will never, never give up until the last progressive is gone, until they've destroyed the country. And if you look at the McCain thing and what's going on with the people that are going to run the Democratic Party, it's going to be more of the same, only worse than Bush. And that's what they plan, and they're not going to ever give it up. So we're in a fight for the life of the country, and they don't care if they kill it.
So the answer is, what do we do? Do we fight like they do? Is that the answer? Do we engage in the same, lack of civil, civility that they do? Because, studies show, the Pew Research Center study shows that conservatives hate liberals more than liberals hate conservatives.
Well, that's the point. That is the point. The thing is, they're daring us to fight them back because they want a war which they feel that they will win and that there will be nobody left and they will have the country they want, because the GOP plans to deliver this country to the religious right as long as they can stay in power. Because if you look at what's going on now with the moderates being upset, they don't care if they don't have any moderates in the Republican Party. They just soon get rid of them.
Well, I think they'd like to have them, but they cater to their base first. There's no question about that.
I know that, but I don't see that happening, because I can tell you, I worked in the innards of DOL, to a certain respect in the state of Colorado, and they were out to destroy that agency from the day that Reagan took office, because in 1982, when Reagan came out with his blue books, he pretty much destroyed and gutted most of the federal agencies, and he cut our own budget with the employment service by $232 million and basically laid off about half of our staff, and we never did recover from that.
Yeah, well, that's typical, isn't it? Bob, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Jeremy in Colorado Springs. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, about the system being broke, I agree with you. I mean, the problem is also that, you have to look at the Democrats, the way they're voting. I mean, they're kind of reluctant to vote against Bush at the same time. I mean, that's the impression I get. I know a lot of them don't agree with what Bush is doing, but they're also kind of feeling like, if I vote against this, it's going to hurt me down the road, politically or so on and so forth. And then about conservatives hating liberals, you're very right. The liberals are a lot more tolerant. I mean, we let them spew all that, the religious crap that, you were talking about the other day, about the stem cell research. We let them say that that's wrong and so on and so forth. And we're open-minded, but they lack the open-mindedness that we do. Why is that?
Because they have kind of an authoritarian kind of complex, I guess.
Well, are they forgetting our American roots, what we stand for, individualism? I mean, we're free, we're tolerant, we're an open society, we're a nation of immigrants. And they're right now, they want to close the border, shut the windows, and treat all the immigrants like they were some sort of alien invasion,
Yeah, like second-class citizens.
Exactly. And, I mean, what happened to our core values? That's what I'm always wondering, and I always ask everybody. I mean, like, guys, we're Americans first. I mean, we're not conservatives. We're not liberals. We're Americans first. We're supposed to help our neighbors. We're supposed to be – that's how this nation was forged. And now everybody is more than anything to go and gut each other, cut each other's throat. I don't agree with you. I mean, something's wrong with this country. I think we lost our way somewhere, and I think it's right after World War II. And ever since then, we've been going downhill.
Yeah, I think what you raise are some important questions, and I wish I had some answers to it.
I bet you a lot of your listeners, and I bet you some of the conservatives, the old, let's say the old guard conservatives, I bet you they agree with that, because they're also seeing their party hijacked,
Yeah.
And thanks a lot, Jay, for your show. I listen to you every morning on my commute to Denver, and I really appreciate what you do for us left-wingers.
Jeremy, I appreciate it. Appreciate you being there, man, and this has been a great call. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, we lost the core beliefs of what this country is all about. And what about the idea about our communities are important and our neighbors are important? And we seem to have lost that idea now. Now it seems to be every man or woman for themselves. And how did that come about? And do you notice that that's the way it seems to be? And that you know, how do we straighten things out? How do you put things back on track? We'll take more of your calls about this. But coming up, we're going to talk to a senior economist at the Center for American Progress, Dr. Christian Weller, and we'll talk to him about Bush's crowing about the economy yesterday. Even though wages have remained flat for God, I don't know how many years, we'll ask Dr. Weller. It's 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
And so far we've been pretty accident and stall free across these highways, but we are starting to see the load up around town and really starting to get busy on that southbound drive of I-25 from 104th getting down to 84th Avenue. Eastbound Highway 36, starting to see that slowdown into that sunshine starting right around Federal down to Pecos. Southbound 225 loading up from Yosemite on in to the Denver Tech Center merge. Northbound 225 slows from Islip around the curve, and eastbound 6th Avenue on your way in from Lakewood, you'll find the brake lights right around Federal over towards I-25. Take a look at your weather for today. It's going to be another hot one. Sunny skies and 94. Might have a few afternoon showers to dodge. Right now we're at 64 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by mowing in the evening on hot summer days and keeping your lawn equipment well maintained. For more information, go to ozoneaware.org.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rates subject to change and availability. Not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Together, these tax cuts left nearly $1.1 trillion in the hands of American workers and families and small business owners. And they use this money to help fuel an economic resurgence that's now in its 18th straight quarter of growth. The tax cuts we passed work.
There's George W. Bush talking about the economic information yesterday at his speech. It's 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7. On the line, Dr. Christian Weller, senior economist at the Center for American Progress. Dr. Weller, good morning and welcome to the program. What do you say about what you just heard the president say?
Well, when I heard the speech, I was a little speechless. When you listen to the president and his math or the math of the White House, it's not surprising that we're in this kind of economic mess. Let me give you one important factoid here. The president and his cohorts went out yesterday and said, well, we cut the budget projections from $423 billion to $296 billion. That's a 30% improvement. That's like the 15-year-old saying to his parents at the beginning of the year, I'm going to pick up smoking, and halfway through the year said, like, well, I didn't pick up smoking, so I saved this family tons of money.
Mm.
It's basically, you cannot compare projections to projections. You have to compare what we had last year to what we had this year. Last year, we had a deficit of $318 billion. This year, we're coming close to $300 billion. That's an improvement, but it's not a vast improvement. But the big question that the president did not address is, what do we get for all that money? Clearly, all that money, the deficits that we have, were to a large degree caused by tax cuts. The other big part is the spending on the war and homeland security. What do we get for the tax cuts? The president says we got economic growth. And he says specifically we got this because we boosted investment and we boosted employment. Now let's look at the numbers. The president says $1.1 trillion in tax cuts. At the same time, we have the lowest employment growth of any business cycle. At the same time, we have the lowest investment of any business cycle since the 1960s. Now, that's a very low bang for the buck. So the question is not $300 billion, is that a big deficit or a little deficit? It's a question of, well, what did we get for our money? And quite frankly, the answer is it's rather disappointing what we got for our money.
How about those of us who are out here working for a living? I mean, our wages have remained flat, true?
That's, I think, the big part. I think the president is clearly out of touch. His speech was all about fiscal discipline and touting the economy.
Of which he has none, apparently.
And the part of the speech that is kind of strange is that he doesn't really talk about what's happening to average families. Employment growth, as I said, is the lowest of any business cycle. Wage growth has been flat. Benefits have been cut on both health care and pension benefits. Families are drowning in the largest amount of debt we've ever seen. They're paying the highest share of their income to pay service debt that we've ever seen. And and we have record bankruptcy rates at the personal level. So and the president seems completely oblivious to what is happening to the vast majority of American working families. And that is not really addressed. Actually, when the president then talks about spending cuts, he talks exactly about cutting the programs that families have to increasingly rely on, such as Pell Grants, Medicaid, Medicare, other programs that families have to basically revert to because they're struggling in the labor market.
So that's why poll after poll shows that the majority of America is down on the economy.
Yeah, and the president has not so far found a good message. I mean, like, so far most of the administration, I mean, he seems baffled, and his friends, if you will, seem baffled by the fact that the economy is doing well, profits are up, and people don't trust him on the economy, are disappointed. And for me, this is kind of a duh moment. It shouldn't be surprising to them, because if profits are up, that means wages are not up. If you look at overall, you just have to look at the main indicators, wages, employment, benefits, bankruptcy rates, and all of them point at major struggles for the American middle class. I don't think that the speech by the president yesterday has changed the tone in any way, it did not signal that the president and the new secretary of the Treasury will pay more attention to what's happening to the majority of American working families.
Do you think the Iraq war has anything to do with some of this?
Well, the Iraq war is certainly costly, but it is not a big part of the overall deficits. By all estimates, the biggest chunks that underlie the cause of the increase in our deficits are the tax cuts, then spending increases overall for the military. That includes the Iraq war, but other things too, overall defense spending, but also homeland security spending. So the Iraq war is certainly costly, but it is not the biggest contributor to our deficits. And you got to remember that the Iraq war hopefully will be temporary, yet the tax cuts won't, at least if the president gets his way. So that's, I think, the bigger challenge. We're struggling right now in the here and now with these deficits because it makes it harder to finance the programs that we need to help the struggling middle class. But it also will make it harder in the long run to address the real challenges of the economy, such as baby boomer retirement, investment in education, innovation.
6:40 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with me, Dr. Christian Weller, senior economist at the Center for American Progress. The administration found extra tax revenue. Explain a little bit about that, because they're claiming that that shows that the tax cuts work. And to my mind, it shows me that if we rolled the tax cuts back, we'd have more revenue.
Exactly. It's kind of fuzzy math to say, like, the tax cuts pay for themselves. I mean, if you cut... So by that logic, if you cut taxes all the way down to zero, you should be swimming in money. I mean, that just doesn't add up, and it's not what's showing up here. Yes, companies are extremely profitable, but presumably they would be profitable even if the corporate tax cuts were taxes were higher, and if tax rates were higher, the government would collect more taxes. So even under this administration's own estimates, compared to 2001, we now are collecting $300 billion less in revenue than they had projected in 2001. So clearly the tax cuts don't pay for themselves. They still leave massive holes.
So finding the extra revenue and finding the increased tax revenue only proves that if we cut taxes, we would have more revenue that we can apply, towards the debt, correct?
If we kept the tax cuts or let the tax cuts run out, we would actually have more money. That's, I think, the real logic here. And I think you have to face up to that the country has major challenges coming its way, and that those challenges will require shared sacrifice, that not only working families have to pay taxes, but also the corporations and CEOs who have been swimming in money for the last few years have to do their fair share to help address the
many of them have not.
Many of them have not. The number of high-income taxpayers who are paying no taxes, people over $200,000, has gone up in the last few years, and tax enforcement is down. So I think we can do a lot more in terms of enforcement. I think we can do more to ask the people who have been the big winners of this economic growth period of the last few years to really do their fair share, corporations, high-income earners, executives, CEOs, to do their fair share to address the nation's needs. As I said, like, we have the baby boomer retirement coming. We need to invest more in education. We need to invest more in innovation. And these are shared responsibilities, and they have to be shared burdens, too.
Well, one more thing. What about the president yesterday saying that this proves that he can cut the deficit, that they can cut it in half by 2009? You believe that?
Well, part of it is that the president's own goal is kind of a moving goal, and we don't really know what it means to cut it in half. The president never has really defined that. But that's not really the question. The question is, will we have enough money when we really need it, meaning beyond this five-year period, when the baby boomers start retiring, when demands on Social Security and Medicare will increase, when we need to invest more in innovation. And the answer so far is we won't have the money that we need.
Hmm. All right, so George W. Bush not exactly leveling with us yesterday.
I don't think so. I think this was a great day for political spin, but I don't think it was a good day for economic science.
All right, to Dr. Christian Weller, thank you so much. Senior economist at the Center for American Progress. Thanks, Doctor, for being on the program. All right, it's 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, and I almost have totally spaced out what we were talking about in the beginning before the doctor joined us about this country and about the shape we're in and about the acrimony between the two sides and about things appearing to be broken. But how the hell do you fix them? And just about the incivility of it all and this idea of staring down the abyss every single day. 303-713-7600, four lines open, 6:44, 16 minutes away from 7. Gee, I don't understand what Jay's talking about. You know what? Jay's not sure he understands what he's talking about.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, so far this morning, just been kind of a quiet drive getting around town. We've got the usual slowdown. Southbound I-25 now loaded up from 104th to 84th and from I-70 down through Spear. But once you clear that, you shouldn't have any problems getting down to the tech center. Aren't seeing those northbound I-25 delays just yet coming out of the DTC, but southbound 225 backed up from Yosemite down towards the I-25 merge. Eastbound route starting to slow up into that sunshine. 6th Avenue from Federal over towards I-25 and the Turnpike from Federal making your way down towards Pecos. Take a check on your weather for today. We've got another hot one, another sunny day. Highs up around 94 degrees, then clear skies overnight. We're at 64 right now. I'm Aaron O'Neill and AM 760 Progressive Talk. With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get Employee Pricing Plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing or a generous cash allowance on most Chrysler vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for details.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Dex.
Hey, you all right?
Tired. Been shopping for a whole family.
Maybe you should sit down.
Running everywhere to find things. Skirt here. Football helmet there.
Oh, there she goes. You actually shopped until you dropped.
Ow.
Next time, let me help you find things near and dear to your home.
Where were you 3 hours ago?
Sitting on the counter.
I knew that.
Dex Community Edition. All the info you need on people and places in your most local locale. It's the one that gets used. Dex knows.
Decker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 14, the aging pickup truck.
All right, already. So I'm off warranty now, and I got a few issues, you know? Like noisy brakes, shocks what don't hold up my rear end like they used to. Whoa, what the hemi was that? Anyway, the stand-up guy that drives me? Forget about it. Gives me brand name oil and filters, top shelf wash and wax, and when I need a replacement part, he don't mess with no amateurs, know what I'm saying? Always goes to the pros that say we got it.
Keep cool on the road this summer with great coupon specials from Checker, like Peak Ready-Use Antifreeze Coolant, just $2.99 a gallon after rebate. And with qualifying Fram, Prestone, or Auto-like purchase, you can have special discount coupons to save up to $32 on 4 tickets to the Mile High Nationals and HRA drag races on Saturday, July 15th. Want coupon savings? We got it.
So now when your pickup needs a pickup, you know where to go.
Decker Auto Parts.
I love to decorate.
And I love you.
Oh, that so didn't work. Get the roller.
It's the Shades of Summer sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now you can save $7 a gallon on a wide variety of interior and exterior paints and stains. So hurry in now for some great savings. For painting and decorating, ask how, ask now.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Hi.
Hey.
I really need a manicure.
Whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I broke this nail on macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni?
This one on a brownie.
Brownie.
The pinky nail was from a scrambled egg.
Egg.
Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn. So even sticky food won't stick.
I broke the pinky nail on lasagna, the thumbnail on a scrambled egg.
Maybe you should eat out more.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
Bacon, eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 94. Thunderstorms in the forecast. Jay Marvin here pontificating about the state of the nation and about the community. And about the community we live in, and the fact that it has seemed like we've lost our core values, and that we've turned into a society that a lot of us are uncomfortable in, and the extreme fighting between the right and the left, and the idea that, I mean, for instance, during this whole special session debate, I was blown away by the amount of people who think that it's okay to cut off, like, medical care to children because they're not from here, or because their parents weren't from here. And this whole thing about constantly having to have some kind of enemy, and if it isn't Hispanics, it's somebody else to go after. And we're bombarded with this day after day after day after day. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Roy on I-25. Roy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, hi, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, Roy. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm on my first leg of my 110-mile commute.
Oh, man, be careful out there.
We've talked before, and I promise I won't bring up the mother country this time.
Oh, bring it up. Who cares?
The mother company, who you work for.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, well, as you were talking earlier, this polarization between views, it's a planned thing. As you probably have figured out over the years, that to motivate their small amount on the far right, to give them a minor margin, I think we do need a little accommodation between each other, need a little actual social politics, you know, to reach out to some of those that are disaffected by, how can you say, the Republican Party isn't the, you know, cloth coat Republican Party that it used to be.
No, it's changed. It's not what it once was, say, in 1990 or even 1964.
Well, if the conservatives got things the way they ought to be, as old Rushy used to say.
He may be saying that, but virtually everything they've tried has failed. They're extremely acrimonious. They're extremely hateful and nasty. And it seems like there's just so much polarization out there that after a while, I mean, it's like, man, I want to put on a James Taylor CD. I mean, because you just don't want to hear it anymore.
Well, oh yeah, it's. I mean, they've got so many of us that are just regular. Heck, I work my 5 days at my job and then work most of the weekend to make other money to get by. You remember in Clinton's first run, we came up with, it's the economy, stupid?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I think what might help some people cross over is we came up with a new one, like, it's the Constitution, fella.
Yeah.
Some sort of way to find a middle ground, because that's how it's always worked. That's how it was always intended, that you're going to have one group that's going to have one idea and another group that's going to have another, but in order to actually make any progress, there's got to be a middle ground found that, you know, compromise is the name of the
thing. But it seems to me the conservative philosophy, the way it stands now in the year 2006, is they have to have an internal enemy, and if the internal enemy isn't the Hispanics, if the internal enemy isn't gay people, the internal enemy is you and me.
Well, yeah, it's the same things that Hitler used on his rise to power, and I think that's, you know, we've spoken before, we know who their friends are, those that are in power right now, and it's big business and landed wealth. I mean, and they aren't everybody here. There's not supposed to be, you know, the estate tax, all that stuff was so we wouldn't have an aristocracy, and that was put forward by a Republican, you know, Teddy Roosevelt. We need to keep a dialogue going and saying, listen, this is what you guys used to believe in. You know, you're a Democrat now, I guess. If the conservative wing is running your things, you have to think for yourself. And that's another thing that's awfully dangerous. We have a couple of fellows at work that just won't give it up.
They're
working as hard as we are and having less. But, you know, how do you tell them the first step is, let's get the checks and balances
I don't know, because I've tried it with other people, too. Roy, thanks, man. Be safe on that drive.
All right. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Okay, hope so. All right, let's go to Susan in New Mexico. Susan, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I just called in. I was listening to your show because I'm visiting in Boulder, and I've been real curious about this problem of this real divide in the country, and partially I've been looking at biological origins of, the way people think. And there was a study done at Stanford University probably about 5 years ago. You could Google it. It's a study about the amygdala, which controls human behavior, emotional behavior. And they found that they did a study of Republicans and Democrats because they thought behavioral scientists thought this was such a strange thing that's happening in this country. There's such extreme polarization. And they found that Republicans' amygdalas don't fire, which means they're kind of stuck like little frozen walnuts deep in their brain. And this idea that behavior and this rabidity and this dreadful behavior has some sort of biological repercussions because of the studies of brain plasticity and behaviors and things like that.
Hmm.
So it's a kind of, I think that You know, we're a product of our environment, and we're a product of our nurturing, and we're a product of our biology. And, you know, these right-wing talk shows and people that encourage real hatred of others are doing a real disservice to their listeners, because when you encourage that kind of behavior and those kinds of thoughts, you're really stimulating the central nervous system in a certain way, and you're releasing stress hormones, and people get sick with rage. You know, rage-filled people can be very sick.
Can be very hard to deal with.
They're hard to deal with, but they're, like, physically sick. I think they're physically sick. Wilhelm Reich wrote a book in the beginning of the Nazi rise to power called Listen, Little Man, and his theory, he called it, like, emotional paralysis or something. It's a disease. He identified this disease among these people who were so hate-filled and fear-filled.
Yeah. Susan, thank you. appreciate the call. Hope you're enjoying visiting Boulder.
Boulder's great.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
I got a couple points. One, I wish that you would be honest about the illegal immigration thing. It's not just Hispanics. I don't have a problem with Hispanics. I have a problem with people being here illegally. So call it what it is. Don't say it's that the Republican Party is against Hispanics. It's not true. It's
against I didn't say they were against Hispanics.
You keep saying, instead of saying against illegals, you keep saying it against the Hispanic population. I don't know your exact terminology.
No, what I said was that this is their latest issue du jour, and when this goes away, then they'll revert back on to gays again, and if they can't get away with that, they'll move on to something else, that they have to, that their model of operation is that they have to have some kind of internal enemy to go after. And in other words, if you don't agree with them, you're unpatriotic. I mean, that's how they operate.
I'm not going to necessarily disagree with that, but I'm just saying, be honest about it.
I mean, it's all over their rhetoric.
Okay, I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm just saying, be honest about the immigration thing. It's not about Hispanics. It's about illegals.
Okay. Well, you know what? See, I don't believe that it's totally, honestly, all about economics. I believe that it's also about racism.
I don't know. I'm a Republican, and I'm not racist. I date a Hispanic girl.
Well, I'm not kidding. I didn't say you were racist.
No, but you're saying it's about racism, and I'm saying
I think it's about racism when it comes. I think it's about racism when it comes to many of these people that are involved in it, yes.
Okay. Well, and then my other point is, I think that both parties have serious issues in them. One, for instance, the immigration thing. The Democrats here in Colorado stalled in the special session and wouldn't really get anything meaningful done. The Republicans aren't much better in that because they're, like you say, taking money from big business. I believe that as a Republican, and I think that's absolutely wrong. And then you're saying that the Republicans are mean and hateful and spewing all this stuff. Well, obviously, you haven't listened to Janine Garofalo's show or Al Franken's show, because they spew just as much junk as the morons on the right do.
Well, you know what? If they're doing it, and I haven't heard them lately, but if they're doing it, I disagree with it. But, you know, I'll tell you something. Will you explain to me what kind of a movement allows somebody who's a spokesperson for their movement, Ann Coulter, for instance, to make that comment about the 9/11 widows, and then nobody on the right says anything about it and lets it go? If that were somebody on the left that would say that, you guys would be all over us over that.
And you know what, Jay? I'm going to tell you what she said was wrong. What else can you say?
Talking heads
don't do anything about it. Don't say it's wrong.
But the talking heads, in many cases, the talking heads set the agendas, whether we like it or not. All right, Mark. I've got to run, man. Thank you for the call. Call me again. All right, coming up, I'm going to give an example.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that right now is the time to replace your windows with the Regency Bristol Window. The news says to expect up to a 70% increase in energy costs. This is Dave Logan. I'm especially glad now that I have the Regency Bristol Window in my home. Right now, you can win a house full of Regency Bristol Windows absolutely free. Just log on to bristolwindows.com or call 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be. Therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The conflict between Israel and its Arab neighbors spread to a second front in the past few hours. Live to CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Islamic Hezbollah guerrillas stormed across the border from Lebanon and took two Israeli soldiers hostage in a daring raid. Then Israeli tanks moved into Lebanon and jets bombed roads and bridges. Israel called the attack an act of war. There's also been fresh violence in Gaza. CBS's Lara Logan is there.
The wail of ambulances tore through the night air moments after an Israeli warplane struck. Hundreds of Palestinians rushed to help the dead and wounded. At least nine people were killed, their body parts scattered across the wreckage.
And seven children are among the dead. There's still no claim of responsibility for the series of train bombings in Mumbai or Bombay, India, that took at least 183 lives. In Iraq, a sectarian bloodletting has spread to a town 60 miles northeast of Baghdad. Reporter Barzu Daragahi has that.
Attackers drove up in a bunch of cars, and they seized a bunch of people from the bus station, and then later 20 bodies. Almost all of them Shiites were found lying in a ditch somewhere.
Here at home, a crime emergency is in effect in the District of Columbia. Live to CBS's Howard Ehrenstein. Howard, what's behind this?
14 murders here in the last 2 weeks, Frank, including a well-known British activist whose throat was slit in a neighborhood of multi-million-dollar homes in Georgetown. The latest victim, a 23-year-old man shot dead early this morning. The D.C. police chief has again declared a crime emergency. He made a similar move last December. Also, U.S. Park Police are investigating a string of armed robberies on the National Mall near the Washington Monument. Frank?
A caulking job like none you'll ever try is going on in space. Let's go live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
The astronauts actually call it black goo, and it might be used to fix a space shuttle's broken heat shield in the future. Spacewalkers Piers Sellers and Mike Fossen will try several different fixes for RCC panels, like the ones that ruptured and caused the Columbia accident. They've also tried out a new infrared camera that could help future astronauts find hidden damage. So far, so good. Just over an hour and a half into the third spacewalk this week. Frank?
The European Union has slapped Microsoft with a monster fine, $357 million, for not sharing its software code with rival companies. New fines of $4 million a day could be tacked on beginning next month. More residents are being forced from homes in the California desert, where winds of more than 40 miles an hour have been fanning a 17,000-acre wildfire near Yucca, California. The National League had everything going its way last night. That's when Michael Young stepped in.
Line drive is a base hit into right center.
Young's triple with two out in the ninth gave the American League a 3-2 All-Star Game win. Joe Buck had the call on Fox. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
Order in the court.
It's time to render your decision. You've made up your mind, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and everyone's hanging on your every word.
I should have used Preparation H. Quick recess.
Where is he going?
You should carry Preparation H portable wipes, the discreet way to get big relief. They're convenient little packets that hold very big wipes, so you can cleanse, cool, and soothe to get relief even when you're not at home.
Order. Now, my decision.
Preparation H portable wipes. Big relief to go. Use as directed.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update.
Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper will take the podium this morning to deliver his third State of the City address, and everyone watching seems to think he'll have an easy go of it, highlighting reduced crime, new businesses in Denver, like Southwest Airlines, and the success of the new convention center. Two electricians were treated and released at a hospital yesterday after being injured at an Aurora Walmart. Fire officials say the pair was working on a power box in the back of the store when they suffered an electrical shock and suffered burns. Three store employees were treated for minor respiratory problems. Captain Mike Ackman says reports of smoke inhalation may be something else.
Someone on scene discharged a dry chemical fire extinguisher into the panel, and I think the reports of smoke inhalation are just actual dry chemical inhalation or ingestion, and as opposed to actual smoke. I think the fire pretty much was a flash fire and it was out.
The store had to be evacuated after that incident. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we aren't looking too good right now for southbound I-25. If you're on your way in from the north end of town, Thornton and Norkland, 104th down to 84th, you're going to catch a small break, but it's stop and go then. Approaching 58th Avenue, getting across downtown, there is a stall at Spear. That's on the left shoulder, left lane area. Now, the good news is courtesy patrols now on scene. They're in the process of getting it hooked up and moved out of your way, and hopefully we'll start to see that downtown drive break loose. A very bright into the sunshine, eastbound 6th Avenue loaded up from just after Sheridan, making your way over towards I-25, and eastbound I-70 starting to see the slowdowns now from after Pecos over towards Brighton. Looking at your weather for today, sunny skies, a hot one, highs up near 94, afternoon showers expected. In, we have 64 right now. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get Employee Pricing Plus, well-qualified buyer.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Should send a strong signal that we need the Senate to act. Senate leaders have not identified the bill as a top priority, but the bill's main champion in that chamber is Arizona Republican John Kyle, who said Tuesday he would pursue it aggressively. The legislation would clarify and update current law to spell out that most gaming is illegal online and will prohibit most payment forms from being used to settle online wagers. The measure also would empower law enforcement authorities to work with internet providers to block access to gaming websites. Supporters say internet betting can create problem gamblers. The internet is addictive for many people anyway, and online gambling can be doubly addictive, says Representative John Duncan Jr., a Republican of Tennessee. Critics argue that regulating the $12 billion industry and collecting taxes on it would be more effective than outlawing it. They say the policing of the Internet is impossible. And this whole idea of cracking down on the Internet and what's available on the Internet, too, also bothers me. So there's a two-fold thing working here with this topic for me. The two-fold thing that's bothering me about this whole thing is this whole lopsided view of the idea of gambling. Now, is this based in religion and the idea that gambling is a sinful activity? That's number one. And number two, the idea that at least to me, the Internet should be the last of the electronic wild, wild west, where anything should be possible on the Internet. And, you know, the idea that they would crack down and would stop, for instance, get together with law enforcement officials to stop your access or my access to an Internet gaming site, I find that to be... there's something about that I just find to be wrong. The American Gaming Association, the industry's largest lobby, opposed the online gambling in the past, but recently softened its stance and backed a study of the feasibility of regulating it. The Internet gaming and gambling industry is headquartered almost entirely outside the United States, although about half of its customers live in the U.S. The bill's sponsors successfully beat back an amendment to strip out exemptions for the horse racing industry and state lotteries. Representative Shelley Berkeley of the Democrat of Nevada sponsored the failed amendment. She said it was unfair to allow online lotteries and Internet betting on horse racing to flourish while cracking down on other kinds of sport betting, casino games, card games like poker. Why? What is the big hang-up here with gambling in this country? Can anybody give me a sketch idea of this, about why this is such a big hang-up deal? Now, I realize that people get into trouble with this. I realize that they get into trouble with gambling, and I realize that there's Gamblers Anonymous and there's all these other organizations for people who can't control themselves. But you know what? People also get in trouble with alcohol, and we don't outlaw that. Cigarettes kills millions of people every year, but we certainly don't outlaw cigarettes. We're making it more difficult for people to smoke, as the smoking ban that took effect July the 1st. But we don't outlaw it. We don't outlaw tobacco, and tobacco causes ungodly amounts of damage to the human body. And this gets back to what I was talking about a couple of days ago, about these ideas that you can't have a casino on land, that the casino has to be on the river or has to be on water, or, you know, you can only do so-and-so in such place. And this whole hypocrisy about it. I mean, if we want to have gambling in America, why don't we just have gambling, for God's sakes? What is the restriction about gambling? What is the restriction? And is it a religious morality type thing? Is that what we're up against here? Is that, gambling is Satan's work, it's the devil's work? And they say that this online gambling is like a big thing. I've never been involved in it. I know friends who have. And I wonder how many of you out there have tried it and are involved with it or have been involved with it. And they say that it's a very, very big business. And the idea that law enforcement would get together and that they would go through and that they would block out and stop what you'd be able to see or access on the Internet. To me, there's something fundamentally wrong about this. You know what? If you've got a gambling problem, it's like anything else. It's up to you to seek help for it. And I don't see gambling in the same area as a highly addictive drug. And maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe I should see it that way. But I find in this current day and age, with everything we have going on in this country, I find this to be really ridiculous, that Congress would be spending its time on this. And I don't, as I said, I don't understand in any way, shape, or form. Have no clue as to why gambling carries the stigma on it. And I don't say that because I go and do it, and I don't do it that often. I mean, it's not like I'm gambling every day, because I'm not. And I always bring a set amount of money to lose, and if I lose that, then that's it. I mean, I'm not like one of these losers at the casino that goes to the ATM machine looking for more bread. But it's the idea that I'd like to have the freedom of choice. That if I want to go do it, I can. That if I don't want to do it, I can't do it. I don't have to do it. And maybe this is a libertarian streak in me coming out here. Or the idea that I object to the fact that the lawmakers act as the morality police, when I don't think they have any business being the morality police. I mean, be honest with me. How many of you like to be told what to do? Particularly when they're telling you not what to do is no threat to you whatsoever. I mean, how many of you like that? How many of you like being dictated to? So if you wanted to go home tonight and you wanted to play some rounds of poker on your computer and try to win some money or whatever other games they have available, these legislators are telling you, you know what, you can't go do that. That you can't do it. That rather than being out there trying to figure out how to get us out of debt, rather than being out there figuring out how to get us out of Iraq, whether being out there trying to figure out how to get us affordable health insurance, whether instead of getting out there and trying to figure out how to get kids through college at an affordable rate, what are we doing? We're turning around and the brain police are in action here. The moral squad is coming after us. Or am I missing it altogether and this is all based on economics? And I'm missing the point altogether. There's no doubt there's big money involved in this. But it's the idea, you know, you're not opening your home to the public. You're not running a casino in your home. You're doing it in your home. Or your place of business if you own the business or whatever the case may be. But you're doing it at home. And so the moral police are out after you. And they're going to stop you, and they're going to stop you from seeing things on the internet. I don't know, something about this just rings wrong to me. It really does. And I found it ironic when I was going through the news, actually yesterday, the story surfaced. And I just found it ironic when I was looking through and looking at everything that goes on every single day in this country, and that we've got people sitting here, elected representatives, and they're doing this. You know, they're doing this. I mean, is there anybody out there who believes that gambling is a sin? Is there anybody left who believes that gambling is a sin? Because if you do, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you if you believe that gambling is a sin. And I'd love for you to explain to me why you believe it is. And why the government should have any involvement in this at all, except maybe to get revenue. And taxing. I don't think anything is wrong with that. But why the government should be involved in your personal choice made behind the four walls of your home. All right, 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. And listen, it's your freedom we're talking about here. And this may be something you may never touch. But then again, you know what they say. Civil liberties are like grains of sand. When they filter through your hands, they're hard to get back again. 303-713-7600. Your call's coming up here, 717, 17 after 7. J. Marvin on AM 760. Progressive.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us.
Blah, 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 dot com, dot com, dot, blah, 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 www.
Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Television commercials. Rocky's Autos, they've got it all for you. It's the best place for the bang for your buck, whether you need something, the second car for yourself, or you need it to, you know, for your family, or whatever the case may be. And with the matching down incentive, you just can't go wrong. Mary and I have been buying from Rocky's since 1997, had nothing but great experiences, and you will too. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, and that's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Have you or someone you know suffered a stroke? Colorado Neurological Institute is seeking individuals who have suffered a stroke that has caused weakness in one hand and or arm to participate in an investigational research study. This study will assess the safety and effectiveness of an investigational implanted device in participants who have reduced hand and or arm function after stroke. The therapy involves electrical stimulation to the area of the brain involved in the recovery of hand-arm function while the patient undergoes rehabilitative therapy. Completed human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
North Korea now nuclear weapons.
When I was a kid, I remember at the early part of the space program, I went like in 1961 or two, going like, yeah, right, we're going to get to the moon by the end of the century.
And we got there in 1969.
The Eagle has landed.
So, you know, yikes.
The Al Franken Show.
We should have been paying attention to North Korea and Iran and not invaded Iraq.
Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
At first I thought,
there'll be time enough.
Why is John Turk playing The Gambler by Kenny Rogers? I can't stand Kenny Rogers. Then I realized that it was a takeoff on the topic. Very funny, John. Okay, you got me. Good morning, 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 94. Thunderstorms. We're talking about the House getting involved in the regulating of online gambling, and this whole thing about them getting involved in this during this critical time in our country's history, and the whole black mark on gambling as a whole. And let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey.
I wanted to respond to a couple of the questions about it. First, I'd have to disagree with you on the seriousness of gambling. I mean, there are plenty of people who do it and enjoy it, and it's fine for them, but there are also people who are horribly addicted to it, and it destroys their lives, and it's every bit as serious an addiction as any drug you could point out.
Well, I don't deny that, but we still sell alcohol in this society.
Absolutely.
We still allow the selling of cigarettes, which... I would venture to say probably alcohol and cigarettes kill more people than gambling does.
Oh, I think so. I think it's not a physical attack; it's a psychological attack, and so it has its fallout is psychological. It affects the quality of your life. I do think we've got things going on in this country already where we try and control some of these other vices, and I think when it is an addiction gambling device, as is alcohol or cigarettes is almost always a vice because that's pretty much when you smoke is when you're addicted. But I think the whole control issue there is something that it makes gambling kind of a perfect thing for the Republican Party because they, A, it's something that they don't really have a lot of control over, and they like to control, you know, at least the people who are running the Republican Party like to control the minute details of people's lives.
Yeah, they're very authoritarian. That's very true.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, the original conservatives, you know, social conservatives, were more along the lines of the libertarians. They didn't want a lot of government interference in your life. But these new Republicans are very much into dictating how your day-to-day life is going to go. And so it's appealing to them in that sense. But I think the overriding reason that it's coming up now is because it's a distraction. It's something to get us talking about stuff other than the war and other than the economy. And, you know, it's just another derailment.
Is there some kind of a mixture of sin involved in this, too?
Sin?
Sin. Like, yeah. Gambling is sinning? Remember, you were taught that as a kid, weren't you?
You know, I don't remember being taught that, but I had fairly open-minded parents, and their views of sin were more along the lines of hate or despair, those kinds of, you know, cropping up.
Yeah, and, you know, well, I guess maybe we should get a Southern Baptist or somebody on here, but I know that it's looked at as being a sin, because I've lived in different parts of the country where, you know, that's the way they look at it, as being, yeah, oh, we got to control it because it's a sin and it's Lucifer's work and all this other kind of a ridiculous mishmash.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, the gambling is a sin. That's definitely a familiar sort of statement, but it's along the lines of, I mean, there's two different approaches to sin, you know, and the Republicans have the approach of, well, we're going to tell you what sin is, and we're going to tell you not to do it, and we're going to make sure that you don't do it. And then there's the other group that, I don't know, I mean, for me, and I think a lot of people, a sin is a lot more of a personal thing, you know, it's a thing that affects different people in different ways.
Well, they preach just sin. You know, there's no question about it. Hey, Steve, thank you, man. Great call.
All right. You have a good one.
Take care. Let's go to Bob in Golden. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Bob.
It probably, my limit is $20, and I was up there a week ago. And if I win anything over the $20, I stop, okay?
Right.
And then I have my coffee and leave. But it probably would become a sin for me if I was going over the $20 and cutting into my house payment. Then it's probably a sin, you might say, because it's gonna, you might have kids and it would affect them and so on. And most people can't control their gambling, I would say. Now, also, if next time you go up there, notice how many bells are going off. It's a total rip-off, okay?
Well, I don't go there very often, so you know what, I don't know. I mean, last time I was there, I was kind of disgusted with it.
Well, you know, because they don't kick any money back and you can't really play. They're that greedy, I think. But anyway, it's enjoyable. I like to go up there, and I like to look at see the atmosphere, feel the atmosphere, have my coffee. And this is probably from going to Las Vegas years ago. But I can totally control my gambling. But most people can't.
I don't think you should say most people can't. I think you should say there's a segment of society that can't, but not most people, because most people indicates 98%, and I don't believe that 98% in this country can't control his gambling habits.
Well, let me put it this way. In our family, and it's a large family, there's a programmer who won't go up. I said, why? He said, are you kidding? It's a computer. They can make it do anything. And then one that lost his house gambling when they first opened up. About 2 years later, he got in trouble gambling and lost his house. So it's not good. You know, I don't think it's good. And then if you look at all these places...
So would you ban it for everybody?
No, I would... I'd give them a brainwave test.
before you can log on, you got to take a brainwave test. Or enter a casino, you got to take a brainwave test.
Because it is fun. But, and, you know, another thing is they always have that extra amount you can win. Even if you have your tray full of money, most people then will put that back into the machine. It's very addictive to see that higher number that you can win. And it's just not good, you know. You have to really, now, when I heard you talk about your gambling, you can control yours like I do, okay? You go up there, enjoy the place, spend a few bucks, and leave. But as a rule, and I used to catch the bus up there, and I see these people on there every day. They were retirees, and pretty soon they looked poorer and poorer and poorer. This was like in a year or two, they just start losing it all, you know, and who knows what they're living on now.
Well,
it's not good.
Well, it's not good, but once again, on the other hand, there are a lot of things in life that aren't good, but it's only as good, as bad as you make it. And so what do? Do we outlaw it for the entire populace because there's some who can't handle it?
Probably almost have to, I guess.
Oh, see, I disagree. You can't do that.
Well, if I...
Why should I be penalized if it doesn't hurt me? Tell me the reason I should be penalized if it doesn't hurt me, or if they run a study and a significant amount of people say, well, we have no problem with it, even if we're 25%. Why would you squash the rights of the minority of 25% to satisfy the majority of 75%?
Well, if it's costing... in the long run, your state or whatever with the losses, and we're all paying for the losses in one way or another. I don't think it's good, and I would hate to outlaw it. Okay, but it's not. In the long run, Governor Romer was probably right.
You know? It was right in saying what?
Well, he wasn't for it, you know, and it's that's a part of it that you look at all.
See,
these
why? Places. Why not be? Why not be for it? Why assume? I don't know. Maybe I'm throwing a conservative side or something here, but I assume that if you have a problem with it, then it's up to you to confront your problem, not
True.
Penalize the others who don't have a problem with it. And if we're gonna use that philosophy, then why don't we apply it solidly across the board to everything?
Well, with smoking, they did, right?
Well, they're trying to.
Well,
you can still get cigarettes. You can still buy them.
Right, and it's a terrible addiction. But
how about alcohol?
Well, alcohol. I had a friend that he got into pot and tried to push it onto me. I said no. He says, well, you have a drink now and then. I says, yeah, but that drink doesn't make me high. When you have the cigarette, it makes you high. And he says, yeah. He says, you got a point.
But the point is here. The reason I bring this up is because look at all the people who die in alcohol-related auto accidents. Bob, take care, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-76 Casino. 731 here, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Aaron.
And we continue to rack up problems along southbound I-25. You know, we had that earlier stall southbound at Spear that was hanging up the left lane. That's completely gone. And it did cause backups into Thornton and Norkland, and an accident in those backups southbound I-25 at 88th Avenue there, approaching 84th. The vehicles were split between the left and right shoulders, but that brought out the police and paramedics, and they're blocking up the right lane of the highway there. So backups actually start at 136 now. So if you're on your way down, might consider using Washington or Huron, east or west of the highway. Get back on I-25 at 84th Avenue. We're looking at pretty usual slowdowns for the rest of the highways around town. Northbound I-25 really starting to get busy up through the Denver Tech Center, starting from just after Bellevue up past Yale. Checking your weather for today, another sunny and hot one. Highs up near 94. Might have a few afternoon showers to dodge. We're at 64 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Colorado's premier marching music event. Drums Along the Rockies Regional Drum Corps Championship returns to Invesco Field at Mile High, 7 p.m. Saturday, July 15th. For tickets, visit drumsalongtherockies.com.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown, countdown, countdown.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
Special parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
7:33, 33 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. And if your house got hit by severe weather, if that happened, there's only one company you should call for roof damage. That's XL Roofing. Now, you can depend on XL Roofing. Why? Well, when Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used XL Roofing, and you should do the same. Give them a call at 303-761-6400. They work with all major insurance companies and will make sure you won't get ripped off. And I'll tell you, why you should use these guys. Number one, they have a proven track record in Boulder in the Front Range since 1994. Your project manager is with you from start to finish. They have a dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And most important, no payment until you're satisfied. Man, these guys are the best. And you know what? If you go with anybody else, you're really wasting your time. So call them at 303-761-6400 or go check them out on the internet at xlroofing.com. Either way, get with XL Roofing. They're the folks to trust.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broca Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broca Restaurant in downtown Denver.
The 2006 Colorado Buffaloes football season is right around the corner, so make sure to pick up your season tickets now. First-year head coach Dan Hawkins looks to lead the Buffaloes to their fifth Big 12 North title in 6 years. The Buffs will play six games at Folsom Field against the likes of Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Kansas State, along with the annual showdown against CSU at Invesco Field. Season tickets include all seven games. Purchase them by calling 303-49-BUFFS or visit CUBUFFS.com. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Without a Trace is one of TV's most watched shows. Now, every weeknight at 7, 6 Central on TNT, find out why. Without a Trace, tonight starting at 7, 6 Central, only on TNT.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Martin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 94. Thunderstorms. By the way, did you know that George W. Bush is going to be coming to Colorado to raise money for the Colorado GOP? And the security alone is going to cost $60,000 of taxpayer money. Isn't that nice? Like, I want to pay anything in that area. All right, we're talking about the House voting on Tuesday to forbid the use of credit cards to settle online bets in an effort to halt mushrooming interest in Internet gambling. We're talking about that and gambling, period. Let's go to Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Bill.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. I wanted to check in on this issue. I think it comes down to you want to take a look at who really benefits from this. And what I mean by that is, the more that they can restrict the online gambling, the more probably large casinos benefit.
Yeah, I'm sure the gaming industry in the United States doesn't want the extra competition. You're probably right about that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if you look behind what's going on here, we probably have plenty of lobbyists that are scrambling around, and it's all about that. And, you know, who knows who's getting benefited behind the scenes, but I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. If we go and look at these congressmen and look and see, like Bob Goulet, Republican of Virginia, see if he's gotten any money from the gaming industry that has spurred him on. And this is another example of, once again, of absolute corruption when it comes to our legislators who take campaign contributions from special interests and then basically rule against their own constituents. But there also is a stigma or a black mark against gambling, period. And I'm kind of interested in what that stigma or that black mark is and how it got started and what's the basis of it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about that part. All I do know, I mean, I do enjoy it. My wife and I are going out to Vegas mid-September, in fact. And, you know, we're very, we both really enjoy it. We both have our limits, either win or lose, but I think there are a huge number of people that really, I'll call them the casual gamblers. You know, they like to sit down at a blackjack table, have some fun with the dealer and the rest of the players, and I think that's the majority. And I guess I don't, you know, there are some gambling issues, but as you said, plenty of issues in the alcohol and tobacco. The thing I would ask is, if you went to these congressmen and said, I'll tell you what, let's take a hard look at the online gambling, and then let's also take a look at, say, the tobacco, and making that illegal, all of a sudden they would say, no, wait a second, and then you'd get the lobbyists from that group kicking in.
Yeah, exactly. My thoughts exactly. And I've often wondered why cigarettes are legal. If we know that they kill people, why are they legal?
And how long have we known that?
Well, for years now.
for years. I mean, it's not like, you know, a month ago somebody said, hey, guess what, cigarettes kill you. We've known it for years and years, and but it's still legal. But as you say, all of a sudden there's a stigma of gambling.
Yeah, so. I'd really like to find out where that comes from. Bill, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, talk to you. Let's go to Phil in Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, you know, when people make mistakes that end up putting them in dire financial straits or, you know, getting them ill or something like that, and they become a burden on their families or on society, then, you know, certain mentalities of people, they say, well, we've got to stop that behavior. Instead of, well, yeah, maybe we'll fix it, you know, when it happens. You know, if it's our family member, we'll have to do something. If society has to pick up the load, we'll have to do something. But we have to fix that behavior. So that means we have to stop teenagers from having sex. We have to stop people from gambling. We have to stop them from drinking. Oddly enough, they don't have to stop them from smoking. You know, there are inconsistencies. But there's that mentality, I think, that conservatives have maybe more so than liberals, or at least maybe the two groups talk past each other, you know, quite a bit. I don't even want to say it's conservative and liberal. I think it's just like emphasis that people have, and sometimes they talk past each other. You know, you can say, well, why, you know, people can drink, but then sometimes people get into trouble drinking. Who's gonna pick up the, you know, the financial burden when their lives are ruined by drinking, or when somebody bets too much and gambles too much on the internet, and they lose their wife, they lose their house, they lose their car, you know?
But on the other hand, what do you do about those people who are perfectly able to carry out those activities?
Right.
And never have a damn thing happen to them.
Right, and this is why I think that the conservative mindset has come to the conclusion that if everybody wants to do everything that can potentially cause them financial ruin, then don't help them. You know, in other words, if somebody wants to jump off a bridge, you know, or ride a motorcycle without a helmet, or have teenage sex and have like five kids out of wedlock, or you know, if they're a poor person and they're drinking instead of looking for a job, why should anyone help them? So that's how the conservatives think. It's like, if you want to do all these things, great, don't come to me for money. And that's their point of view. And on the other side of it, it's like, well, somebody needs help, let's just help them.
Yeah, I think that I think that in a lot of ways, you know, differentiates left from right. In other words, I would favor programs to help people. I would favor programs to help people who have gambling addictions. I would favor programs to you know, help people who have drinking problems. Take it out of a, you know, liquor or gambling tax or something. That wouldn't bother me at all. The thing that bothers me about it is that you turn around and try to clamp down, and you ruin it for everybody else who doesn't have any kind of a problem. And a lot of times they cite morals as the reason, and to me, I mean, it's wrong.
Well, there are just as many conservatives who do all of these things.
Look at Bill Bennett.
Yeah, well, yeah, Bill Bennett's like poster child for a conservative who has a gambling problem but isn't in the ditches because he's a multimillionaire. But you know, you've got people who have sex, end up getting pregnant when they don't want to get pregnant, you know, divorce and go bankrupt and all these things. I mean, it crosses all sorts of political lines, but the people who get up there and make political issues out of it, you know, end up getting votes.
Yeah, yeah, very well said. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
All right. Yep. And I, you know, also too, I wonder how much of an attempt this is to screw with the internet, to get their foot in the door, to screwing around with the internet. Because I fear that in the worst way. I really do. 7:43, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock, one line open at 303-713-7600. Gambling, the stigma attached to it, and the idea that Congress is going to move to stop online gambling, which they call the crack cocaine of gambling. And do you want Congress to do it? 7:43, 17 minutes away from 8, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Thanks so much for spending some time here.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Eastbound Peoria at I-70, not only backing up Peoria, but the off-ramp from eastbound I-70 on the Peoria. A little bit slow around that area. Take a look at your weather for today. Got another hot one on tap. Sunny skies and highs near 94. We will have a few afternoon scattered thundershowers. Right now we're at 64 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With Jeep, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus well-qualified buyers.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
If you could have access to unlimited sales leads, all the right prospects, would it help your commissions? What if you could get 100 sales leads for free? Would that help? It's time you tried Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. Sales Genie gives you unlimited access to all the right leads, and they want to give you 100 of them free.
I heard an ad for Sales Genie, and I immediately called to ask about the catch, because I always assume there's a catch. But I found out there wasn't one. It was exactly the thing I needed.
Get the sales leads you need when you need them. Everything you need to start generating real profits is available right at your fingertips, and you can get started for free.
Our sales went up and our costs went down. Our profit margins are through the roof. You can't argue with that.
Get 100 sales leads absolutely free when you call 1-800-400-1180. That's 1-800-400-1180. 1-800-400-1180.
7:46, 14 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I always kind of crack up when I got to talk about the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort, because I have an unusual history with the bed. Mary and I both do. See, we bought it before we ever started advertising, before I ever started advertising for them, and that goes back about 8 years. And I'm here to tell you that these beds not only sleep the best, but they're also the sturdiest, because we have lugged ours all over the country, and it works as good today as it did the day we bought it. Now, if you toss and turn and wake up with a sore back, if you've got problems, if you don't have hardly any energy all day, it may be the bed you're sleeping on. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort is a solution. We don't have these problems because, you know what, we discovered a long time ago that the better answer for sleep was the Sleep Number bed. I sleep on the Sleep Number bed. Mary has slept on the Sleep Number bed. More than 3.5 million people, including us, get the best night's sleep on the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. And when we're out, when we're traveling, you know what? We miss our Sleep Number bed. And the Sleep Number bed's key is its comfort is that it's on, you sleep on air. And when you get into the bed each night, you get comfort and support better than ever, and it doesn't have to be uncomfortable pressure points like old-fashioned metal coil mattresses, no poking, prodding, no uncomfortable springs. The Sleep Number bed uses dual air chamber technology. Adjustable air chambers allow you to set each side of your bed the exact level of comfort, firmness, and support and setting, and that's your Sleep Number. And I know I got to tell you my Sleep Number, but I can't remember what it is, and I forgot to look at it this morning. I think it's somewhere around the area of 80, but I'm not sure. I'll have to go find out and do some research on that. But I'll tell you, I've adjusted the bed, and it just it's a marvelous instrument, and you'll really, really, really get some good sleep on it. And you get a 30-night home trial to see what it feels like in your own home, which is much better than a 10-minute decision in a showroom where you got to lie down and have to live for years and years and years with something that you make a 10-minute decision with. The Sleep Number bed, where they will give you a 30-night home trial. So if you've ever considered getting a new mattress recently, you got to stop by the Select Comfort store and see the Sleep Number bed near you. I'm telling you, it's the place to go. Visit the Select Comfort store near you today. Find out your Sleep Number and how you can truly get the best sleep of your life and start sleeping like Mary and myself. And stop by the stores located in 9 major malls along the Front Range, including Westminster Mall and Park Meadows Mall.
Get your smile on. Imagine you've got this gorgeous sandwich made with country baked bread and Virginia ham. Could it get any better? Yep. Just add Lay's KC Masterpiece Barbecue Potato Chips. That smoky sweet flavor, that light irresistible taste. Mmm. A sandwich from Lay's. Everything a country girl could want.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway restaurants.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 94, thunderstorms in the forecast, AM 760. Progressive Talk, we're talking about internet gambling. And the House voted on Tuesday to forbid the use of credit cards to settle online bets as an effort to halt the mushrooming interest in internet gambling. And I'm just basically asking the question, what's wrong with gambling? And what's wrong with internet gambling? That isn't wrong with a lot of other things that we have in society. Here's Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I thought I'd give you a call and give you the perspective from somebody in the gambling industry. I've been in the gambling business 25 years, and for the last 6 years, own a technology company that's working behind the scenes to help regulate internet gambling both here and abroad. And, of course, in the United States, gambling has traditionally been a state's rights issue. I mean, some states it's legal, some states it's not. And obviously the problem with the Internet is that it's borderless. And one of the things that our company does is use the global positioning system to put borders on the Internet and consequently allow states to regulate Internet gambling within their own borders.
Hmm.
And the big problem... You know, one of the things you said earlier was that the gambling industry in the United States, the land-based gambling industry, is against internet gambling. That's not true. They're against it if they can't get involved in it. I've talked to people who are CEOs of some of the biggest gambling operators in the U.S. They would love to get into the industry if they could find a way to do it legally.
Well, I don't think, well, why can't they? Can't find a way to do it legally?
That's correct. In fact, MGM Grand, which is one of the biggest, opened an internet gambling site in the UK, actually it was in the Isle of Man, and they were forced to shut it down by the federal government here because they couldn't prove to the U.S. government that they were keeping Americans off, which is, of course, what the U.S. government's argument is.
Then where is the push to limit it coming from, the horse racing industry?
No, not at all. The push is coming from the right wing of the Republican Party, that is against gambling in all forms. And once again, we're seeing an example here where they're using this as a wedge issue to cater to the people who favor them in other aspects.
So it's the same old morals play.
Absolutely. In fact, if you look at the people who are behind this, James Dobson being one of the more prominent ones, Ralph Reed, and so forth and so on, that's where a lot of this money is coming from.
Yeah, Ralph Reed, Mr. Indian Casino Gambler.
Indeed.
Yeah, all right. So it's the right wing pushing their, once again, their moral agenda on the rest of the country about the fact that they want to keep us from hurting ourselves and from sinning, correct?
I don't think there's any doubt of it. And what's interesting is if you look at all the statistics, Party Gaming, 888.com, all these other places, and that are even advertising in the U.S., but of course they're advertising their play for no pay sites, not their play for pay sites, you'll see that a good 60 to 70% of the players worldwide are coming from the United States. So there's definitely a demand. The only question is the U.S. losing tax money? Yes. And is the U.S. losing the opportunity to regulate it? Yes. And those are also two issues that the government's against.
Well, then why don't we get into the game and get some of that tax revenue, which we could obviously use, and to get into it and regulate it before it you know, gets totally and completely out of control?
Well, that's one of the things our company's pushing for, but we've had a tough slog. You know, being a small company in the tech business, finding capital to get the company going, it's been difficult. And also getting people's attention, especially legislators, when you don't have money for lobbying.
Yeah, when you don't have money for lobbying, you're really in tough, tough shape. I am so tired of the right wing telling me every single day what I can and cannot do. I mean, if I want to go sit and gamble, you know, in my office, in my house, what business is it of theirs?
Exactly. And the other thing is, too, if you regulate Internet gambling the way that we propose, you can actually have better control over gamblers than you do in a casino, because in a casino, anybody can spend any amount of money they want. And obviously, one of the things you can do if you're monitoring online gambling, which you would be, you know, if you were using this sort of technology, is that you know when somebody's a problem gambler. There are algorithms that you can use to determine when somebody's overspent their limits, or they can have self-imposed limits that they put on them so you can shut them off. So there's lots of things that can be done.
Well, once again, we run up against the right wing.
Exactly.
See, I always thought it was the gaming industry that was lobbying heavily to stop it.
Well, they were, until they realized that they were losing out on this huge share of money that they could be involved with. The only thing is, they have to satisfy the regulators who are keeping track of what they do in their land-based casinos, and they certainly don't want to jeopardize their licenses in Nevada or Atlantic City or Mississippi or Colorado or wherever by doing something against the federal government. But as I said at the beginning, since gambling has traditionally been a state's rights issue, the whole point is you leave it to the states to decide whether you want to offer Internet gambling to your state residents or not. Beyond that, the federal government should have no jurisdiction.
All right. Paul, thank you. Very enlightening. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Enjoy your show.
Paul, thank you very much. All right. We'll talk to you. Let's go to Sandy in Thornton. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. What I know about the religious aspect of it is the thought behind this is that it's the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. So if you're gambling, you're coveting, you're wanting to get more money, it's showing greed.
And if money is the root of all evil, why does Dick Cheney have so much?
Well, yes. Well, we can go on quite a while on that one. But I think that, and of course I don't believe for a second that it has anything to do with their caring about people's morals really so much as, you know, they're wanting control, you know. But I think that is supposedly where the stigma against gambling comes from, is that if you're gambling, it's because you want money. And if you want money, then you are putting your eyes on something other than the Lord. You're looking at gold, you know, instead of focusing on God. So that's all I have to say.
Well, I guess then I don't have the right to Internet gamble, because I should spend more of my time with my eyes on God rather than my eyes on a computer screen. Is that what you're telling
me? That's right.
And so once again, with your call and with Paul's call, we get back to the whole thing of the religious right once again impeding in our lives and trying to tell us what we can and cannot do.
Exactly.
And I can't believe that the majority of Americans aren't to the point where they're just sick of it.
I think that they are. And I think that we're starting to see something about that. I heard that there's something called the religious left that's starting to make some real inroads. They're starting to coalesce, and they're starting to make some racket. So what we can start doing, if we're interested, is check out what the religious left is saying, because they have a message
right. That
is going to at least appeal to the people who have been disenfranchised by the maniacal religious right.
Yeah, people like Michael Lerner and others. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Sandy. Appreciate the call.
Sure. Bye.
All right. Coming up next here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, We'll talk about lying. We'll talk about lying. Get the good
stuff. Want to know the two secrets to extending the life of your vehicle? Get your oil changed every 3,000 miles and only use high-quality oil filters, like the Napa Gold Oil Filter. It traps 45% more dirt than the leading brands. And now, when you buy two Napa Gold Oil Filters at your local Napa Auto Parts store, you'll get a Napa Filters 40th Anniversary hat free. It's only at participating Napa stores and only good while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Four-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability. Not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
AM760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. The conflict in the Middle East is spreading. Israeli forces have been attacking Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon. The guerrillas kidnapped 2 Israeli soldiers. Lebanese officials say 6 Israeli soldiers and 2 Lebanese civilians have died in the fighting. In Gaza, where an Israeli soldier was kidnapped a month ago, an Israeli bomb intended for a Hamas fugitive killed 7 children and 2 adults instead.
Inside at Gaza, the people are preparing for the funerals of 9 killed in the Israeli airstrike last night. But with the thunder of artillery and ongoing operations here, there is an increasing feeling that this crisis is spiraling out of control.
CBS's Lara Logan in Gaza City. The trains are running again in Bombay, India, but life is hardly back to normal. An official has just raised the death toll from yesterday's series of transit bombings to 200. And CBS's Ranjan Gupta tells us there's concern that other shoes could still fall.
The government has placed all of India's states on high red alert, as they are called. The security forces are out in all the state capitals. And that would suggest that the government feels that there could be a major terrorist attack in different parts of India.
An important experiment is underway outside the Discovery Space Shuttle. CBS's Peter Kenyi is live with the latest from the Kennedy Space Center.
2 spacewalkers trying out new fixes for the shuttle's heat shield. They're high-flying handymen using a caulk gun and spatula spread what they call black goo.
Very easy motion on the trigger. I think I'm just pushing. Okay. Just started to get hard. Good goo.
Could help future shuttle crews repair damage in orbit to get home safely. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
The European Union slaps Microsoft with a $357 million antitrust fine, and Microsoft slaps back. In a video press release, company counsel Brad Smith says Microsoft is going to fight the fine, but it won't stop doing business in Europe.
We won't let this stand in the way of our strong relationship with the European Commission as a whole, or our work together on education, economic development, and technology innovation.
The EU fined Microsoft for not giving rival companies a peek at its software code. Well, a big chunk of the Southern California desert is on fire.
A ton of smoke here as we watch this fire continue to grow.
And the wind-blown flames, KCBS-TV's Alex Calder is describing from the sky. They're chasing residents away from threatened homes around Yucca Valley. At least 30 homes and other buildings have been destroyed. A Huntington, Indiana father who waited 3 days to get medical help for his injured infant daughter has been sentenced to spend 50 years in prison. By the time help arrived, it was too late. The little girl died of shaken baby syndrome. Early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 18 points, NASDAQ is down 12. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a 5-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar. Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The weed isn't his. That's word from Carmelo Anthony's agent. They were in the Nugget Superstar's car, but Carmelo Anthony was not there. Melo's childhood friend Tyler Smith was driving Anthony's Dodge Magnum on I-76 near Lock Buoy when he was pulled over. Police say he was swerving and there was a smell of marijuana coming from the car. When questioned by the cop, Smith says he didn't smell it. Police say Smith was arrested for driving without insurance. This is not the first time Melo's been connected to marijuana. A couple of years ago, a bag of weed was found in his backpack at DIA. A friend told police he had left it in the bag when he borrowed Mello's bag. Charges were dropped. The Walmart at 33rd and Tower in Aurora had to be closed yesterday after two electricians were injured.
They had a electrical panel actually explode with an arcing electrical that caused some burn injuries to the two electricians.
Fire Captain Mike Ackman, the electricians were treated and released at a hospital for burns. Three store employees were also treated on the scene for respiratory issues. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've got new problems. Any traffic Denver-bound on the turnpike right now. Eastbound Highway 36 approaching Federal is a multi-car crash. It's blocking up that left through lane. That's only leaving the HOV and the right lane getting through right now. Pretty solid backups past Sheridan, so give yourself a couple extra minutes on your way in once you clear that and get onto I-25. We're pretty busy across downtown. Had that earlier crash southbound I-25 approaching 84th. That's now finally cleared to the shoulder. Those backups start from 112th Avenue. Pretty typical delays for north and southbound I-25 through T-Rex. And eastbound C-470 loaded up from Santa Fe, getting your self over towards Broadway. Take a look at your weather for today. Sunny skies, highs up around 94 with a few scattered afternoon showers. We're warmed up to 71 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get your tail to the Arapahoe County Fair, July 21st through the 26th, sponsored by Wells Fargo. With live bands, a carnival, animals, contests, and more, there's something for everyone at this year's fair. Visit ArapahoeCountyFair.com for a full schedule.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This summer, each time you fuel up your car, Bonfils Blood Center asks you to remember another kind of fuel, fuel for life. Donate blood twice this summer, and you may win a trip or two to Cancun from Apple Vacations. Call 303-363-2300 or visit a Bonfils Blood Center.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 94, thunderstorms. And what do you do when you have a talk show, you host a talk show, and you don't feel compelled to talk about anything? Do we just not talk? Maybe I should just open the lines here now. Let you dictate the topics for the next 2 hours that we have left of the program here. You know what I am wondering, though? I am wondering about this, and I was wondering about it during the news. In this whole squabble over the special session, who do you think came out on top, the Democrats or Bill Owens and the Republicans? Who do you think came out on top in this thing? Who do you think won? Because the Democrats were damned if they do and damned if they don't. And I think that they won, and I think they stuck it to the governor. And 1023 is better than 55. 303-713-7600 if you want to weigh in on this. On who you think came out on top on the special session. You know, to me it was just grandstanding and it was political theater. And I, you know, I'll go back to the conversation I had yesterday, and I got excoriated by a few people over it when I cut that elderly woman off. I mean, I just can't believe that we live in a society that you would want to cut off benefits to kids, regardless of where they're born, and the cruelty that is shown over this subject. And I know I have a lot of people who disagree with me about this. But I really do, in my heart, believe that, you know, that this is a race-infused topic. I really do, because it has become very hysterical, and it's a very complex problem with no easy answers. And, man, you know, I had somebody come up to me who's Hispanic and said, you know, now I feel like I'm going to get profiled. And I said, well, what do you mean by you feel like you're going to get profiled? And he said, now I'm going to be asked, you know, do you have proof of citizenship? Do you have proof that you're here? Do you have proof of citizenship? And the Debbie Stafford comment about, well, you know, we're raising a generation of terrorists. And he said, well, my kids are not terrorists. They go to school. They get good grades. I served in the Marine Corps. I was born here. But yet he feels like now he's going to become profiled. And that's a shame. That's a shame we had this going on in 2006. But who came out on top in this whole thing? 303-713-7600. The governor wanted it. He wanted the special session. He got the special session. And who came out on top? Did Owens get what he wants? And did the Republicans get what they want? Which, you know, they wanted to use this as a campaign issue, basically, is what they wanted, because they don't have anything else to run on. And it looks to me like they got denied the use of a campaign issue by the Democrats. But then I got to know, you got to know that there are Democrats out there who are not happy with what went on either. And are not happy with the Democratic role. But the party was damned if it did and damned if it didn't. So it had to do something. And so did it steal the show from the governor? And from the GOP? That's the question. Let's go to the phones. Here's Chris in Watkins. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How's it going?
Oh, going good, Chris. How about you?
I'm doing great. I think the Democrats came out on top. I think this backfired in the face of the GOP. And I think what happened is that the governor was going to call in this special session. I think he expected nothing to get done. I think he expected it to be bogged down. And I think then he could turn around and say that, look, this is the Democrats, this is how they handle things, and so on and so forth, and just put more rhetoric and banter out there. And I think what happened is, I think Democrats show the people of the state of Colorado that, you know, when they get together and put their heads together and they have some level-headed Republicans out there, that things can get done. And I think this was a great boon for the party and the state. I think it's going to show everybody what we're able to do when we're given a task to do.
And so is the basic campaign issue that the governor wanted is basically off the table.
Oh, I think it's going to, in a way, I think it helped the governor on his way out. You know, it's one thing he can point to and say, look, you know, I spearheaded this and so on and so forth. And, you know, people that don't understand politics will probably agree with that. And those of us that do understand that the Democratic legislature is the one that really made it happen. So it's kind of a win-win for both parties. But I would say the Democrats in the whole came out on top.
All right. Hey, Chris, thanks, man. Have a safe drive.
Hey, one thing real quick, Jay, if I could.
Sure.
As far as how this is making, Mexican Americans feel, my response to that is that maybe what this will do, maybe this is a genesis point for illegal immigrants to start to learn to, become more a part of America instead of just being here illegally and trying to live in two countries at once, if you know what I mean.
I don't know. I don't see it that way. I mean,
I'm thinking that, you know, I'm going to get profiled now, and I'm going to do this, and this is going to happen to me.
But when I was
so
talking about
so
when I was talking about the profiling part, I was talking about an American citizen who is Hispanic, who fought in the Marine Corps,
right?
Who is as American as you and I. I mean,
right.
He was born here,
right.
And you know, he feels like now because he's Hispanic, there's a target on his back.
And I'm taking that to the next level, and I'm saying that if he feels that way, there's got to be other people that feel that way. And maybe some of those people are illegal immigrants, and maybe this is going to be a genesis for them to say, I need to start fitting in a little bit better.
Well, I think they're trying to fit in the best way they can, but I think the main thing they're trying to do is make a living. And
we
lose sight of that a lot of the time.
I would never, I don't disagree with the fact that they're trying to make themselves better. But at the same time, you know, this is the United States, and it's getting really hard in some parts of the United States. Say you go to southern Arizona or Texas, and you go into a Kmart down there, and three-quarters of everything in there is in Spanish. It's kind of tough on you.
I don't know. So, I've gone down there and into both places that you name, and I see things in Spanish, and it's not tough on me. I still have an easy time identifying what it is.
Well, I guess you're smarter than me. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Take care, Chris. I just don't seem to have that problem. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just me. Let's go to Bill in Arvada. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for bringing this up. This is I wish the Democrats would really jump on some of the issues involved in this, and they haven't. One is definitely the cost issue. They're not answering the charts that are coming out. I mentioned it to John a couple days ago, the Bell Policy Institute study that came out that said that they actually contribute more.
Oh, right, exactly.
Than they cost. And another thing, the backers of this, that the people who have founded groups like U.S. English and the other people who are behind these movements in various states around the country. One of the leaders of this is a guy named, and it's a great Google search for anybody who wants to look him up, John Canton, T-A-N-T-O-N. He was a guest on Boyle's a couple of months ago. He wrote an essay in 1982 that said that Latinos are biologically incapable of learning.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
This is the kind of mentality that's behind this. It is racist. And all they say when you point out to them their racist derivations of the whole movement, they'll say, well, if you're calling me racist, that means you're losing the argument. And they don't address it. They don't say, they dodge that issue. They don't say why it's not racist. They just say, well, you're losing the argument. You point out to them that if this invasion were white English-speaking Canadian illegals instead of Mexicans, that this wouldn't even be an issue, and they say, "Yeah, but they're not." they won't own up
to the fact that there is a degree of racism involved in this.
Absolutely not. It's coward. But somebody needs in our political leadership. Needs to call them on it, needs to spell this stuff out, needs to lay it out before the public, because the public is not getting that message.
All right, who won the special session?
I don't know that anybody did.
You don't think anybody did? You think it was a tie?
I think it was a lose-lose. We lost in the tax money to pay for it. We lost in the fact that the Democrats were basically forced to do something else after they had done plenty in a regular session. I don't think the Democrats really won it because they were forced to go back in and come up with something else to assuage the Republicans.
But they kept 55 off the ballot.
And that's a big win. Yes, I agree with that. So maybe the voters are the big winners.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jay.
You got it. One line open at 303-713-7600. Who won out of the special session? And I got two lines open now at 303-713-7600. Who won out of the special session? Did the Democrats or did the Republicans? Did Bill Owens and the governor and the Republicans, did they win? Or did the Democrats steal the day on the special session here that has just concluded? Two lines open at 303-713-7600.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand-new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, the best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at Thunder Mountain of Denver.com.
38 to Spear and through the T-Rex construction starting from Santa Fe down to Yale. Northbound I-25 is backed up from Bellevue. And eastbound C-470 making the hill climb Santa Fe to Broadway is rolling in the teens. Weather today, sunny skies, highs up around 94 with afternoon showers expected in. We're at 71 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Step up to the plate at Old Chicago today for the All-Star Meal Deal. For a limited time only, score three delicious All-Star courses for only $10.99 for lunch, dinner, or late night. Old Chicago. Eat, drink, be yourself.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He must be lost. Bob!
Beaupré! He said he'd stay with us.
$50 million. Where is it?
The new hospital for veterans.
Hundreds of new jobs.
We're losing them all. Beaupré!
Hold it. A newspaper. Beaupré ditches Washington. Misses vote. Hospital funding killed?
Why? Why leave us stranded?
To campaign for governor.
Beaupré's condition. It must be spreading.
Republican congressman. Run amok.
He'll try and hurt others.
This way. No! No!
The story continues at bobislost.com.
Paid for by New West Fellowship.
Disembodied voices, silly little jingles, blathering announcers. You think you're tired of them? Think about us poor people who make ads for a living. So, here's our plan. You write the ad. Think back 2 years ago when Republican Congressman Marilyn Musgrave promised to do better. No more abandoning our veterans. No more favoring global corporations. No more covering for corrupt cronies in Washington. But we both know none of that happened. So on our website, coloradansforlife.org, we've listed Musgrave's muffs. Dozens of ways Musgrave's muffed her responsibilities and hurt Colorado. Pick one that bugs you. Or use a Marilyn muff of your own. Write a 60-second radio ad and send it to us. If we use your idea, we'll send you a gift. But more important, we'll send Marilyn Musgrave a message. Us ad writers have had it.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
North Korea now, nuclear weapons.
When I was a kid, I remember at the early part of the space program, I went like in 1961 or two, going like, yeah, right, we're going to get to the moon by the end of the century.
And we got there in 1969.
The Eagle has landed.
So, you know, yikes.
The Al Franken Show.
We should have been paying attention to North Korea and Iran and not invaded Iraq.
Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8, high today 94, thunderstorms in the forecast. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, asking the question here this morning, at least this hour, who do you think won the special session? Republicans, Democrats, the governor and the Republicans win it, or did the Democrats win it? 303-713-7600, and are you satisfied with it? And I got tons of open lines here. Three open lines on AM 760 at 303-713-7600, so I'd love to hear from you on it. Here's Bruce in Denver. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you this morning, Jay?
Doing good.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. We've chatted before. I'm one of those evil right-wingers, and just wanted to kind of put my two cents in here. I don't think it was asking whether the Democrats won or the Republicans won. I think who won on this is the illegal immigrants, and the side that lost was the legal taxpayers of Colorado that lost at this one.
Well, how so?
Well, it's... First off, you've made a comment before just on, you know, anyone, how can anybody want to deny medical help and medical attention to, you know, youngsters, children, sick people, things of that nature. I don't think anybody does. The challenge and the problem I see that we have going forward with this mass influx of illegal immigrants that we have coming into the country and into Colorado is when people are going to, when the illegal immigrants know they can go to the emergency rooms of certain hospitals and they can't be denied medical service, and they're going to the spot where it costs the absolute most to get medical attention, sometimes for serious things, but also sometimes for relatively minor things, and we're all paying for that. At some point, just that has to stop. I mean, we're hemorrhaging money, and giving legal services to people that haven't paid for it.
All right, if we're hemorrhaging money, how much are we hemorrhaging? Do you have a figure?
I don't have a figure, no.
And nobody else seems to have a figure either. That's number one. And number two, we don't know about whether people go there for little things or if they go there for big things. But the fact is that if somebody's sick and they're suffering, do you measure that into money? I mean, is that how you measure the society you live in? You measure it by the amount of money you spend?
That we're
spending too much? In other words, what about the fact that these undocumented workers also work and contribute to the society and pay taxes and pay consumer taxes, and if they pay rent, they inadvertently pay property taxes, or if they own a home, they're paying taxes in that regard, that they're just not taking out of the economy, that they're also putting into the economy, that in many times they're subsidizing Social Security, and it's money that they'll never get back.
I agree with you completely. There are instances where, yes, they are paying sales tax. Paying property taxes.
Well, they are every day. As long as they drive a car, as long as they go to the grocery store, as long as they buy anything, they're paying taxes.
I agree, but Jay, you and I, when we pay our health insurance through our paychecks every 2 weeks or however often you get paid, and our money is taken out for our health insurance, I haven't been to the doctor and haven't gone to the doctor for 5 years. So all those monies that I've spent into the system that have gone and paid for more of the bigger insurance pool of money to pay for all those different things. I'm a great risk for the insurance companies because I pay in every 2 weeks, yet I never draw out from it. If you have a large segment of the population, and if it's 10 million, if it's 12 million, if it's 20 million, who aren't paying into that system, and I'm not saying all of them are drawing out of it, but a lot of them are, and if they're drawing out of it from the emergency rooms and some of the more expensive areas to get medical care in this country, at some point there's a tipping point. And I think that we're naive to realize that if the borders stay open and people continue to pour over it, and if there's talk of amnesty, which is now making more people come over the border, attempt to come over the border, whether it's from Canada, whether it's from Mexico, whether it's Guatemalans coming up through South America and coming over the border, there's a huge problem. And I just don't understand why the left doesn't see that as a problem.
Well, I think we do see it as a problem, but I think that our bottom line, or my bottom line solution, may be different than yours, and I don't think the way to stop them from coming, and I don't think the way to fight the problem is to turn around and go to a 5-year-old kid and go, I'm sorry, you can't have any medical coverage. I don't think the way to solve it is to go to a 32-year-old man who is sick and ill and say, I'm sorry, you can't have any medical coverage. I don't think that's the way to stop the problem. I think that's selfish, that it's cruel, and that it's inhuman. And I don't think that it has anything to do with it. And I'll tell you something. I think that, yeah, money is spent on that, but so do a lot of poor people. Poor people who are American citizens go to the hospitals and use the hospitals as emergency rooms because, frankly, because of you conservatives, we have no national health care. And the fact is that you got 45 million Americans and God knows how many children who don't have any kind of workable health care. So there's a health care crisis in this country to begin with, illegal immigrants or not. But to pretend that illegal immigrants are the scourge of all of our problems and that they're costing the taxpayers all this money, well, the governor went to the department heads and said, come up with the amount of money we're spending. Tell us what the amount of money is. And you know what? They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. And then, even if they had come up with it and they had given an accounting of how much, it doesn't balance off. They don't balance off towards what illegal immigrants pay in their everyday usage of goods and services.
So why isn't somebody working on a solution? I've got something that I think is fairly simple. I mean, we've got a ton of organizations all across the country, whether it's the American Red Cross, whether it's the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Society, Leukemia Society, all these different nonprofits that are set up to help certain specific diseases and conditions. Why is it that we can't do the same thing and set up a American Institute for undocumented workers, whatever PC word you want to use, to call for these people and allow people to donate out of their own pocket, just like my father died of leukemia. I donate a lot of money every year to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. I do that personally out of my own pocket because it's a cause I believe in. If there is a segment of our population that says, you know what, these undocumented workers that don't have any health care, don't have any of this, they really need something. Why doesn't somebody start that society? And then all the people who want to donate to that, just like all the other different places we can donate money now, and let everybody take care of that and donate where they want to. Why am I forced to pay for, subsidize someone who's not even in this country legally? The analogy I like is when you're sitting on the highway and there's an accident and traffic's at a complete standstill, and there's always those three or four cars that go down the shoulder and drive that 2 miles on the shoulder to get off because they don't want to wait in line. And I look at all the people that have come into this country legally, all these immigrants that have come in legally and want to come in legally, and they're those people on those cars that are waiting. And it takes a while, but they're willing to do it because that's the rules and that's how you do it. And the illegals who are coming across the border are those people who are driving on the shoulder, zooming 2 miles down the road to get off early. There's got to be a way. I agree.
Because you know what the problem is? Because the problem is, it's your responsibility as a member of this society to have some degree of responsibility for society as a whole. And we're talking about human suffering here. That's number one. And number two, even if you did set up something, there wouldn't be enough money to cover it. And number three, if you set it up through the government, you conservatives wouldn't fund it. And let me ask you something. Have you ever been on the public health system here? Have you ever used it?
Fortunately, no. I have not needed to.
I have. I've used it. Do you think it's a glamorous system?
I don't. And Jay,
no, it's far from glamorous.
Jay, my industry I work in, I'm in medical sales, and I work with diabetics. And every time I convert a customer from a different, I work with institutions, I don't do individuals, but hospitals, prisons, things of that nature. And whenever I convert somebody over and I take a competitor's product out, I go down to the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless down there off Broadway, and I drop off all these unused products and all these unused samples from my competitors, and I give those to those people to use. I realize that there's a segment of this population that needs help. I also realize that there's a very large segment of that segment that is using the system and kind of playing the system. My wife has an employee who is on all kinds of public assistance. She lives in a brand new apartment over in Lowry that probably costs upwards of between $1,100 and $1,200.
She works with your wife?
She works for the company that my wife works for.
Does that company have adequate health insurance coverage?
It does, actually, yes.
Well, then what system, what is she using shouldn't?
Here's what she's doing. She has requested that she wants to work part-time, can only work a certain amount of hours, otherwise she loses her benefits. And her benefits being that, I'm not saying that people who are living in poverty and below the poverty line need to live in complete squalor. I think it's great that we have Section 8 housing that allows people who need a hand up as opposed to a hand out to show them a better way of, hey, this is where you can work. The problem is, some of these people take advantage of the system and realize that if I stay right at this level, I'm going to have this nice apartment, I'm going to get my food stamps, I'm going to get all the different stuff that I need, and they're not trying to get out of that situation.
Well, you always have people that are going to take advantage of the situation. How many wealthy people in this country take advantage of the situation? Millions of them. They all take advantage of the situation. I mean, that they take advantage of the fact that they're likely to get less audited, that they're treated specifically differently in the courts, that they're treated specifically differently in the eyes of the IRS and the federal government, that they're being taxed at a less rate than those of us who are farther down the economic ladder. You're always going to have people that are going to do that, but by and large, you know, you have to take care of the problem, and the problem is if you've got somebody and they've got some kind of a medical problem, and that medical problem needs to be looked at, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and say to them, oh, well, you're not from the United States, or because your daughter was born here, it doesn't make any difference, your parents are not from the United States, we can't treat you goodbye. Does the situation get better, or does it get worse?
You know,
if it's not treated, does it get better, or does it get worse?
It's both. It gets worse. If we're treating those people that truly need the serious medical attention and are going to the emergency rooms and doing that, I think we're a better country for it. However, if you have people that are going there and taking advantage of the system and going to the emergency room with a cold, with the flu, of different things, and it's costing all the taxes, it gets worse.
I don't know that that's going on. What are the figures on that? There are no figures on that. It's like Ronald Reagan's welfare queen thing. I mean, there was, you know, it's become common folklore to repeat these stories, but everybody who repeats these stories can't give me any facts behind it.
Well, of course you can't give a figure and a number count on something that you know, we're not, since we're not allowed to ask, if a policeman pulls over an illegal alien, they're not allowed to ask, are you here legally? How can you get information on that? How can you get figures if we're not even allowed to ask?
But no, I don't even care whether they're here legally or illegally. You're talking about people that are going to the emergency room over little items, and I'm wondering how, you know, I'm wondering how many of those people there are as compared to people who are there for serious things. In the times that I've been in the emergency rooms, most of the people there were there had serious problems.
I agree.
They went to critical care and had to pay for it.
It's just, Jay, the thing that concerns me most about the country is, as we go forward, as we keep having influxes of people, we're going to have terrorism, however the current administration wants to blanket what they're doing with the immigration policy, whether they're saying, you know, a porous border, someone's going to sneak across, or if the issue is, hey, we're going to run out of money at some point. My concern is that if we continue to have people flooding into the country, there's nobody on the right that will say that, hey, I don't want to deny anybody an opportunity to a better life. All we're saying is do it legally. And if we continue
But that's not what the debate is about. The debate is about cutting off goods and services. It's not about illegality, and we can get into the illegality part at another time. But what we're talking about is goods and services, and there are people on the right who would cut those goods and services off, and there are people on the right who can't even wake up and can't even tackle the idea that there's a health care crisis for people who are here illegally because they're wrapped up in too much big pharmaceutical and too much big medical money. I got to run, Bruce. Thank you for the call. It's 8:34, 26 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
Well, we thought we were going to wrap up things early from the highways, but we got a late problem, and it's a big one. Southbound I-25 just after 6th Avenue, vehicle fire fully engulfed right now. It's bringing all sorts of fire equipment. In fact, Denver police talking about shutting down the highway southbound I-25 near 8th Avenue. So if you're coming across downtown, try and bail off the highway if you can. Park Avenue or Spear, even Colfax. Work yourself around this closure that isn't quite in place yet. Southbound I-25 south of 6th Avenue. We're still loaded up northbound I-25 through the tech center starting from Orchard. Eastbound Highway 36 recovering a little bit.
For the first time ever, get thousands cash back instantly on any used vehicle. Now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford. That's the power of T-Rex. Get $2,000 cash back in your pocket. Or use it as your down payment. Any used cars, trucks, or SUVs.
There's
our used inventory is out of control. So you'll get $2,000 cash back instantly.
It's true.
Put $2,000 cold cash in your pocket today. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches. Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us. Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
Supers and buy any Brute fragrance or personal care product and bring the original receipt to the Brute kiosk at Vandermeer Speedway July 14 through 16. If you're one of the first 30 fans to get to the kiosk each day with a qualifying receipt, the car is yours. Limit one per family. Be part of Brute's winning season with Brute antiperspirants and deodorants with 24-hour triple protection Trimax. The new Brute Shave Team collection with TriGuard and classic Brute aftershave or cologne. For schedules, show car events, and special offer details, go to BruteRacing.com. That's BruteRacing.com. See you at the races. Brute, the essence of man.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:38, 30 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up at 9 o'clock, our guest of the week from Nation Magazine, Bruce Shapiro, who writes about how the Supreme Court's Hamden versus Rumsfeld decision is to Bush what the Pentagon Papers were to Nixon, and we'll talk to him after 9 o'clock. He's also got a brand new book out, too, as well, and I'll ask him about that. Let's get back on the telephones here, and we'll go to, we're talking about the special session, who won, the Democrats or the Republicans, and we'll go to Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Hey, listen, I want to, I'm a pediatrician, actually, in Denver, and I want to answer that last guy because it was just burning me up listening to this. So a couple of points. One, it's not just illegals that are showing up in the emergency room and using it as a source of primary care. It's really people who don't have health insurance in general. And I'm one of the only people in Denver, one of the only pediatricians in the center of Denver who's taking Medicaid, so I can speak from experience on this. I know some, I suspect I have some illegals in my practice. Some of them have insurance, some of them don't. They go back and forth to Mexico. Anyways, you know, they're all working, and they're all trying to get by here, and they're not bad people, and they're not evil people. And the thing is everybody talks about, well, let's just, you know, cut off these services to people as if that just makes it all go away, and it doesn't go away. First of all, if these people are using the emergency room as a source of primary care because of their colds and because they don't have health insurance, the emergency rooms can't turn them away. That's Colorado law, and it's not just, you know, illegals. They can't turn away anybody just because of insurance reasons, and so the cost to society still gets put up in your health insurance dollars. My insurance bill has risen for my practice. I give all my employees insurance. It has risen 30% every single year for the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And that is because people come in without health insurance, they don't pay their bills, and somebody's got to pay it. The cost doesn't just go away because we suddenly cut off. You're still going to pay it. You may not pay it in your tax dollars. You're certainly going to pay it at work. When your boss isn't going to give you raises, when your boss isn't going to be able to give you any more money because he can't. He can't afford it. And so it's just ludicrous. And none of these people talked about tort reform. You know, as a doctor, if I turn away, I'm in an emergency room, I turn away some kid with what I think is just a simple cold, and it turns out he had pneumonia and died the next day, there's not one Republican who was talking about cutting off services and protecting the doctors from doing that. Not that I'm saying that that would be right anyway. It would be completely unethical in the first place. But nobody talked about that because, you know why? Because the entire legislature is made up of lawyers. So this is just a ridiculous conversation. I think they did a great job at compromising, and the cost just doesn't go away. The cost of society doesn't go away, and nobody's pointing that out, really, to this. Just cut off the services, and then the problem all disappears. You want to make illegal immigration really go away? You know, put the head of Walmart in jail for hiring so many illegals and not giving them health insurance in the first place and creating all these problems. You want to see how quickly there's no jobs in America for illegal immigrants?
Yeah, put the CEOs.
That's really what you're talking about.
Yeah, put the CEOs behind bars.
Right. You know, I mean, nobody talks about that. They're all talking, oh, we got to get these illegals. They're just coming up here because the work is here. Well, you know what? Slam the employers then. If you really believe that this is a problem, you know, put some employers behind bars. You know, I have to prove that all of my employees are legal, you know, citizens here. It's part of my, you know, my payroll company makes us do it, and they show us all the stuff that we need to show. But, you know, I'm following the rules. I own my own business, and because I don't want to go to jail. And you know, but you know what? The truth is, I actually wouldn't go to jail if I decided that I was hiring people who were, you know, illegal.
Right.
There's really no penalties for it.
Yeah, absolutely true. Doc, thanks, man. Great call.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. I like that. All right, let's go to Justin
in Denver. Justin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. You know, regarding that same gentleman's comments, you know, we live in a capitalist society, and money drives American society. However, it's really the big business part of the health care and the medical care in America that's driving up the cost. And if they didn't have illegal immigrants as an excuse to drive up the cost, they would just have another excuse to drive up the cost and inflate the cost. And in regards to how much money is being spent, no studies have been done as of yet, but I'm sure that more money is spent internationally on social health and medical care. America funds more money internationally than they do here at home, than the illegal immigrants could ever suck up. Bush spent $15 billion on AIDS in the State of the Union address just a few years back. He promised that. And that's, you know, that's a lot more money than would ever be taken by illegal immigrants. And health is something that money should take a back seat to in regards to.
I agree 100%.
And then my other comment was, it really is racism. I see it in my immediate family. It is a form of racism. The problems that people bring up with the language barrier. And granted, English is the national language. However, everybody who came here to America had a different national language. They had to learn our language. And it takes at least a generation to really fully
learn
that
language. Usually by the second generation, you're English fluent.
Yeah, and people don't want to show that patience because this is such a hotly debated issue. And I would think possibly to nip that in the bud, maybe a new rule or a new guideline when we let immigrants in, that one out of four or one out of a household should speak English somewhat fluently. And I think maybe that would appease some of the people who really take the language issue much too far. And you know, really just add a little bit of patience to the mentality of Americans when we're talking about the immigrant issue. That little bit of patience to give them a generation to learn the language. I mean, I work construction jobs, I work labor jobs, and I have a hard time making my bills. And I don't think that it's the illegals taking my jobs. I don't blame that. Everybody's trying to make a living. So
I hear you, pal. Hey, great call, Justin. Thank you so much, man. Call again.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. See you later. One line open at 303-713-7600, 845, 15 away from 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Had an accident eastbound Highway 36 approaching Federal. Was hanging up that left through lane. It's been cleared over to the shoulder now, so everything's reopened, and hopefully that jam that starts approaching Sheridan will start to loosen up here over the next 10 to 15 minutes. Southbound I-25, still a busy drive coming in from the north end of town, starting from right around the 112th Avenue Bridge down through 84th. Very slow across downtown from 38 to Spear and through the T-Rex construction starting from Santa Fe down to Yale. Northbound I-25 is backed up from Bellevue. And eastbound C-470 making the hill climb Santa Fe to Broadway is rolling in the teens. Weather today, sunny skies, highs up around 94 with afternoon showers expected in. We're at 71 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. With Dodge, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing or a generous cash allowance on most Dodge vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for more details.
Ed Schultz.
Guess what? North Korea is serious about this deal. They fired some missiles.
And you want to talk about getting the attention of young people.
What does this mean, Dad?
What's happening here?
I thought, there's America right there. I may infuriate you, but let me tell you something. This crosses all political lines. When you have somebody who starts shooting missiles off, I want this issue addressed now.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Meet Tom and Sheila, two local business owners.
My business is manufacturing replacement parts for drill presses. It may not be that glamorous, but it's all mine.
Owning a catering business can be unpredictable. Some days I end up with egg on my face in more ways than one, but I still love it.
Business owners like Tom and Sheila are passionate people. They have the courage to go out on their own and put themselves on the line, but it's not always easy. And Citywide Banks understands because as a locally owned bank, we've been there too. So when you apply for a loan with us, you'll get a decision in a matter of days. When you call us with a question or a request, you won't get a menu of options. You'll get an experienced banker who understands your business. And when you open an account, you'll have a dedicated banker who can provide financing advice and recommend cash management tools to save you time and money.
Citywide Banks really knows my business, and that's why they're the right bank for me.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Dent Distributing reminds parents that whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Safety experts agree that the major factors leading to a teenager's death on our roads are inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues. And don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from Dent Distributing in Denver. That's Dent Distributing, making a positive difference in our community. Dent Distributing.
8:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, if you're a homeowner and you're looking to reconsolidate, here comes the Mortgage Store with a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.99% for a 30-year fixed rate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and call now, you can defer your next two house payments. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. Because the Federal Reserve has raised rates 16 times in the past months, the minimum payments on your credit cards have doubled, and you need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of the special 5.99% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered by the Mortgage Store, and you can get it by simply calling 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you have some credit problems, and you've had them in the past, well, they can still get you a great fixed mortgage rate. And they can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high-interest rate credit cards, too. So call the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. As a direct lender, the Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee and no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Sundays, too. It's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home loan may be tax-deductible. The interest on those credit cards certainly is not. The loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through your home loan process. It's important who you work with. It's important to get the right person, and you'll get it at the Mortgage Store. Call the Mortgage Store. Don't put it off. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Yeah, my truck doesn't have coverage, but if my boat hit it, will my boat policy pay for the damage to my truck?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical.
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today. Going to be nice outside. Going to get up in the 90s, actually 94, with some thunderstorms in the forecast. We're talking about the special session, who won, the Democrats or the Republicans. And let's get back on the telephones here, and we'll go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk, kind of like just send a little message to that conservative guy in a way. Yes, you know, the selfish side of me wants to deny services to everybody, but then I have to think in my common sense and logical reasoning of the whole thing. What would happen if we didn't give people medical care? I mean, would it then, you know, we would probably have a resurgence of diseases that we have gotten rid of in our society. We would be seeing a whole lot more people coming in with diseases that you could possibly give your children who are legal residents, things like tuberculosis. I mean, tuberculosis is actually increasing in America. What would happen if there was no way for people who are legal who had that to go and get treatment? That means they could be walking out amongst us, coughing on you, coughing on your children, coughing on your parents, and possibly giving them that disease that will probably kill them. It's a serious problem. that's just one example. There's many other examples of communicable diseases that could be possibly passed on that could be prevented through proper medical care. It's a society issue, a society healthcare issue.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it has to do with public safety. And it also has to do with the kind of society we want to live in. I mean, do we want to live in a society that, you know, that is that cold-hearted?
I don't. I mean, there's a selfish side of me that wants to, you know, just kind of cut it off. At the same time, you have to think rationally. Will this help society or will it hurt society? And sometimes there's a trade-off. Sometimes it's going to hurt society to pay more a little bit, but maybe you'll end up paying less when you consider what would happen if tuberculosis got to the level that we had in the 1800s. Because right now, tuberculosis is getting to be resistant to drugs. And the more people out there that have that resistant strain not getting treatment, that means the more people are going to pass it to, and it's just going to snowball, and it's scary.
Yeah, it really is. Noah, thank you, man. Great call.
Well, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
When that guy was talking about the lady with welfare issue, if he would support a living wage, that problem would go away. That lady is probably in a situation right now where it doesn't behoove her to work full-time because she can't afford it. And my sister got the same thing. I mean, she was out of high school, she had gotten pregnant, and the guy left her. And she tried to do her best to do everything she could, and she wanted to work, but she realized that if she worked, she could not provide health care for her child. The situation in America is we're all just really selfish, and we don't want to take care of each other. But if we took care of each other, we would all end up paying less in the end.
Yeah, you know what? That's also a very good point. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's go to Jake in Fort Collins. Jake, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
How you doing, Jay?
Just fine.
I think it's funny, one conservative calls up and you can't stop us all from making comments on it.
Well.
Well, this is the last guy actually took a little bit of what I was going to say, but there's a deeper issue, and I'm kind of getting sick and tired of them not acknowledging the full scope of every problem. When it comes to working full-time or taking benefits, I'm reading a book by David Shipler called The Working Poor. And he talks about how when you do work full-time, you actually get less than if you didn't and you took the benefits. So like he said, you can't take care of your kids. I mean, I was watching C-SPAN, and they were talking about numbers. You know, the minimum wage,
right,
97, gone up zero, and you have milk up 24%, health care up 94%.
That's exactly right.
Gas, 113%. And if they're not making any more, you know, people are going to do what they need to survive, and neocons will not acknowledge the fact that they keep stopping the minimum wage increase.
Well, they're out of step. You know, they're out of step. I mean, working middle-class wages have not risen in a number of years either.
Right, right. And you know, if those things keep going up, inflation caused everything to go up, and you don't raise wages, people are left behind in a way that forces them to use government services. If neoconservatives would allow for a raise in minimum wage, and, you know, inflation raises different rates in different sectors, that can be taken care of, that can be acknowledged in this. And that's their argument for not doing it, is, well, you can't raise minimum wage for someone here when their inflation has not been as great. Well, find a solution, but don't then, after you deny any kind of solution, tell people that using government services is wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Jake, thank you for calling in.
All right,
appreciate it. All right. Do I got time to squeeze one more in? Let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. You got about a minute. Go ahead.
Wow. Minute's not very long, but I just wanted to also comment about the situation. I'm one of those people that have to use the emergency room for any type of health care.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'm one of those Americans that will never be allowed to have medical health care.
Why?
Why? Because when I was 15 years old, I had rheumatic fever. I almost died from rheumatic fever, and then when I was 20, I had it again. That affects you for the rest of your life. Almost everybody who has rheumatic fever, any degree of rheumatic fever, and I had it really, really bad, will eventually lose their heart valve. So when I was 46, my aortic valve was just about gone. I had to leave Tennessee because I knew I was going to die in Tennessee. I needed to get back to Colorado because Denver just happens to have the best socialized medicine or health care right now. So I got back here and got into the program just in time. I was literally dying. I had a couple days left before I actually had my...
All right, I don't mean to rush you along, but bottom line, the bottom line here is...
Bottom line is my... my family came over on the Mayflower. We fought in the Revolutionary War. Then we started Johns Hopkins Medical Center. No, and everywhere else in the world, doctors do not take money from patients. Patients don't pay doctors. The government pays doctors, and that's the way it was in this country, too. Johns Hopkins never took money from patients, and people should not have the idea that we should be paying doctors. The doctors get paid from the government, and the first thing that the government does with money is to take care of the people health-wise, not defense and everything else. We take care of the people, and we give everybody free medical health care. That's what our taxes are supposed to be paid for. I'm looking at dying in 7 years because I have to have another operation, and
well,
I'm not going to be able to get it.
That's what the public wants. The majority of the polls show the public wants some sort of universal health care. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you for your honesty, too. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Bruce Shapiro and then go to open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get $19.96 prices.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Okay, your distinguished professional. No. Distinguished-looking man with a passion for life. No.
Having trouble creating a profile online that is going to attract the attention of your soulmate?
Handsome winner seeks to share his fortune.
At eHarmony.com, our scientific compatibility profile does the work for you. Log on today, and if you are a first-time member, you can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. eHarmony.com.
Destination on sale. Visit Travelocity.com/bonus days or AOL keyword cruise for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. A bulldozer in Gaza clears debris from an Israeli airstrike on a day when the crisis in the Mideast has taken a nasty turn. The latest live from CBS's Robert Berger.
Islamic Hezbollah guerrillas kidnapped 2 Israeli soldiers in a cross-border raid. 7 other soldiers were killed. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert called it an act of war and promised a painful but restrained military response. Israeli tanks and jets are already pounding South Lebanon, and reservists have been called up. The defense minister has ordered airstrikes on Hezbollah installations and Lebanese civilian infrastructure. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
CBS's Amjad Tadros in Beirut, Lebanon, where people are concerned.
There is some feeling of apprehension. Everybody is like, you know, it's like some eerie feeling going through the city. And the streets are not as crowded as they are, as they used to be.
The leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon says the Israeli soldiers won't be released unless Arab prisoners are freed, too. In Iraq, gunmen kidnapped 24 people from a bus station 2 hours north of Baghdad, killing all but 4 of them. In the capital, a suicide bomber blew up a restaurant, killing 8. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, who's in Iraq, says al-Qaeda is still trying to demonstrate its relevance after Zarqawi's death. The death toll hit 200 today in India, with more bodies pulled from the pieces of bombed-out rail cars in Mumbai. 700 people were injured in the blasts. CBS's Ranjan Gupta says the city's trying to bounce back.
The trains that are running are, again, quite paradoxically, as packed as the ones in which the bomb blast took place. People have boarded those trains again. Offices have opened. A tremendous resilience, but everybody's a bit shell-shocked.
2 top militant groups claim they weren't responsible for the attacks. India has called on Pakistan to dismantle terror groups it allegedly harbors. It's a big wildfire in Southern California, and winds and dry conditions could make it much bigger before the day is out. CBS's Jennifer Davis is watching in Morongo Valley.
It is a raging inferno and very close to homes. As we've said, at least 30 structures have burned. It could be more. And actually, in one case, fire crews saw a house that was on fire. They were able to save most of it.
Yesterday, the fire claimed Pioneer Town, the place where many old Hollywood movie and TV westerns were shot. The European Union says for the last 2 years, Microsoft has ignored an antitrust ruling that ordered it to share program codes with rivals, and it slapped a $357 million fine on the software giant. Microsoft lawyer Brad Smith.
Obviously, we disagree about the last 2 years, but we're encouraged by the Commission's comments that our recent work is extremely good.
Microsoft says it'll go to court to challenge the fine. Checking the action on Wall Street, the Dow is down 50 points, and the NASDAQ is off 20. This is CBS News.
I love to take outdoor pictures, but when my allergies get really bad, my itchy, watery eyes keep me from doing what I love to do. I feel like I'm in a fog. Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm staying in control of my allergies and staying alert. Claritin gives me non-drowsy relief from my worst sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes for 24 hours. And only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies, so I can think more clearly and I won't miss a thing. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. All the recent rain could mean an increase in mosquito populations and a higher danger of West Nile virus.
We're probably going to see populations increase at the same time you generally see West Nile virus come up.
Colorado Mosquito Control's Tony Stillwell telling our partners at 9 News that there could be a surge in the type of mosquitoes that carry West Nile.
Because of rain or just because of the general weather, the time of year, it's a time when people need to be extra cautious about West Nile virus.
Stillwell says the majority of mosquitoes people see breed in standing water and don't carry the virus, but the Culex mosquito carries the virus and does breed as water dries up and the temperatures rise. So far, there have been only 2 cases of West Nile virus in the state this year. In Pittsburgh last night...
Lee floats one into shallow right. Out is Young. Michael Young secures it, and the American League has secured home field advantage in the upcoming World Series with a 3-2 win.
American League winning the 77th All-Star Game. That one heard on Fox last night, beating the National League 3-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we still have those problems southbound I-25 approaching Alameda. That's where a truck caught fire. The fire's now out, but they've got the vehicle and quite a bit of product on the highway to take care of. So 3 lanes out of 4 block there, southbound approaching Alameda, only the left lane getting through. And we are stacked across downtown. Might want to try using I-70 over to 225. Take that long way around to try and get down towards the Denver Tech Center or bail off the highway if you are coming across downtown. You don't want to sit in these traffic backups. Take a look at your weather for today. We have sunny skies, highs up around 94. With
thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you.
Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Find this. So, interesting story about a poll that was taken. Check this out. That it can be hard to get people to face the truth sometimes, especially about lying. You don't want your kids to eat too much, so you say all the cookies are gone. You don't feel like going out, so you tell your date something important came up. You're overloaded with errands, so you call in sick. Lies, all of them. But we really don't like calling them that. In a new Associated Press Ipsos poll, over half the respondents said lying was never justified. Yet in the same poll, up to two-thirds of it said it was okay to lie in certain situations, like protecting someone's feelings. Apparently, white lies are acceptable, even necessary, part of many lives, even though we dislike the idea of lying. Rebecca Campbell knew exactly what she was doing when she recently told her four-year-old son that there were no more cartoons on TV and he didn't like it and she didn't like having to do it. Well, one day he'll probably figure it out, she says. There are cartoons on all the time. So why is these so-called little white lies, quote, unquote, 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 why are they acceptable, but we don't like the idea that people lie, that lying is wrong? A 25-year-old mother from Quincy, Illinois said, we could have the TV on all day. Deep in her heart, she knew that telling him the truth would have been better, though more time-consuming and discipline often is. It's an easy way to trap a lie, she says ruefully. It's easier than telling the truth. So how many of you have done that? You told like a little white lie? But lying is lying, right? So some lies are acceptable, and other lies are not acceptable. And I find that to be pretty interesting. And we all do it, too. We all tell little white lies. We all do. All right, let's get back on the telephones here. Who's this on line four has been hanging on? Let's go to Correll in Ward, who's been waiting a long time. Correll, hi. Thanks for your patience, and go ahead.
Not a problem. First of all, I want to preface this by reminding everybody that the bottom line of the so-called conservative agenda, on the face of it, is actually kind of noble. You know, it's to encourage people to be able to do for themselves instead of having to look to the government to do for them. With that said, it has been blown completely out of proportion and is completely over the top at this point with the notion that everybody should be able to do that at all times in all circumstances. That being said, my point is that I think this health care issue for illegal immigrants is a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope to saying, well, you can't afford insurance, so therefore you can't have medical care to anybody who at that particular moment or for the entirety of their lives or for whatever reason is not currently insured. So, I mean, I think that it's a... that any way in which we compromise about issues of ethics and, you know, maybe even morality on the broader level of how we treat other people is a real problem. And I think it's a slippery slope to allowing this broader agenda of removing so-called removing government from our lives even when we need them most.
Well, I think there's areas that government doesn't belong in our lives, and I think there's areas where government could make our lives better. It's what you got to concentrate on is the idea of making our lives better, not worse. And there's some areas that need help, and we definitely have a growing health care crisis in this country, and more people are feeling the pinch, and they're feeling it every single month, and they're feeling it every single year. And we've got 45 million to 48 million Americans without any health care coverage, and that includes kids in there. And I mean, what kind of industrialized country with any kind of pride or decency has children in it without health care coverage?
I think an industrialized country that has an agenda that everybody is supposed to see to themselves. You know,
I don't think it's an agenda about seating themselves. I think it's an agenda about having an aristocracy, and then along comes everybody else.
Precisely. Because the aristocracy can see to themselves.
Right.
It doesn't matter to them. It doesn't. They don't care whether I have health care or whether you have health care or whether, you know, some poor brown soul ends up in the emergency room with a deadly case of the flu. That doesn't matter to them.
No, they don't care.
They really don't care. And it's a form of social Darwinism.
Well, you know, it's like I always say that I would say this to President Bush. I would say this to any congressman or senator, Democratic or Republican. If they told me that national health care is not possible, then I would say to them, fine, then you give up your health care and you come into the pool with the rest of us.
Well, I always thought the greatest idea that I'd heard in a long time in order to really get some action on Social Security and health care is to force Congress to pay the same amount and in the same way as we do, to take away their benefits.
Yeah, you know what, and I agree with that 100%. I wish somebody would do that. I mean, the closest I've seen to that is Hillary Clinton introduced a bill that would tie congressional raises to the minimum wage, but it was defeated.
Well, of course it was defeated.
Yeah.
Once again, it's about social Darwinism.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%, and we've got to reverse that trend, because if you look at societies where there are large gaps between haves and have-nots, there is social turmoil, and we don't want increasing social turmoil in this country.
Well, and the other thing that you notice is that countries that have socialized medicine, you know, with all the ballyhoo about how socialized medicine is so terrible and so on, look at countries like Sweden. Do you see the Swedish coming here for medical care?
No.
Uh-uh. They have socialized medicine, so what's the problem? You know.
Yeah, I agree. Well, the French don't come here either.
No, I have a client who spends some time in France, and she gets her medical care there for Parkinson's because it's actually affordable.
And we spend more. I wouldn't doubt that. And we spend more of our money on health than any industrialized country in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
I think what I
you know,
can't
I mean, my health care, my insurance premiums have gone up every 3 months about 5% for the last 2 years. And it seems like every time I use the doctor, and I know that's illegal, I know they can't do that, but it certainly seems like every time I have to go to the doctor for some reason, or that I have to send my kid to the doctor for some reason, my health care goes up.
Yeah, there's something wrong there.
There's something seriously wrong. I mean, you know, I can use the doctor's once every quarter. Between me and my daughter, we can use the go to the doctor's office once every quarter. Now, you know, it's a really darn good thing that we are extremely healthy people.
Yeah, really.
You know, but otherwise, no. Who's to say?
It's insane.
And that's what I'm getting at is, you know, what happens down the road if for some reason I can no longer afford health insurance and I get, you know, they've allowed these kinds of benefits to be taken away from one group. What's to stop them from moving on and saying, well, this group doesn't deserve them either, for whatever reason? You know, make up a reason.
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, you're right. Once we get into that, it's a very, very slippery slope. Hey, thank you for the call. It's been a good one.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
See you later. It's 9:16, 16 minutes after 9. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about here on AM 7.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800.
Commission requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 94. Thunderstorms out there. Let's get back on the phones and we go to Brandon in Lakewood. Brendan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I was calling because I just heard on the news this morning that GW has given a raise to some of his senior staff, and including everybody's favorite Karl Rove got, I think, a $4,000 raise.
Right.
And at the same time, they're on the record against raising the minimum wage.
Right.
I just thought that's kind of pointed out the hypocrisy of the situation.
Yeah, it definitely does point out the hypocrisy of the situation. And the Senate and the Congress has also given themselves raises. While we can't get the minimum raise, wage raised in this country, and it's been that way since 1997?
Yeah, that was the last raise, and it's unconscionable. They don't... How are you supposed to, there's a lot of rhetoric out there, including your last caller talked about the sort of pull yourself up by your bootstraps rhetoric. And,
right.
And you can't do that if you don't have any boots.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, 100%.
And then, I always thought it was funny how you remember back in 95 with the contract with America, which made Congress and equal to the rest of the citizens. And that was exposed as a...
As a lie.
Cynical PR fraud.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just, I think it's something I hope people will raise the questions is, well, gee, you guarantee health care for members of Congress and all of these, people in the administration. I'm sure they don't have to go out and pay private rates, but, what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Because they take these contributions from these big medical industrial complex clients. And they vote against health care, and they vote against the minimum wage, and they do it every single time. And until we get public financing of campaigns, we're never, never, never going to get off of this situation that we're stuck in.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. It's just sort of, it doesn't say anywhere in the Constitution that guarantees special rights for people with lots of money, but that's sure how it's turned out.
Yep, I agree 100%. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Okay.
Care.
A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, two lines open. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Preston.
You know, there's so much deception and unfairness regarding the discussion of immigrants. It's hard to know where to begin. But I would just say that good propaganda always has elements of truth, and they take those elements and blow them up. And always emphasize the negative.
Oh, always, constantly.
You know, the costs, but not the benefits. And, you know, maybe an instance where an immigrant did something awful, like killed a cop. But they don't talk about the immigrants that, you know, in their daily routines do heroic things.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of our children, pick our food, and the like. I found a quote, actually, from Jane Addams, who I don't know if you know about her, but she was the first American woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize, and she also helped to found the ACLU and the NAACP. And she said, much of the insensibility and hardness of the world is due to the lack of imagination, which prevents the realization of the experience of other people. And I kind of think that applies a lot, not just to immigrants, but to Arab Muslims and other targets of the current state of affairs. I found that quote from Jane Addams actually from a wonderful project called Americans Who Tell the Truth. And that's an artist project, actually. He does portraits of various heroes of American history, like Harriet Tubman, Dwight Eisenhower, Howard Zinn. And he does their portraits, and he goes to schools around the country showing their portraits. And he does little cards, and it's a nice project for us to learn about our own history and people who, I guess, in an earlier time were called America haters or blame America firsters or whatever Stalinist term they use.
Oh, yeah. They've always got some term about blaming, you know, the internal enemy.
Yeah. But I actually also, regarding your first topic of the morning about the acrimony and stuff, and how sometimes we can be angry people as well. I want to say a couple of nice things about George Bush. And one is he recently signed some legislation to preserve some area of the Hawaiian Islands as a nature preserve.
Yeah, that's true, he did.
He's often being a role model for bike riding, and his own Crawford Ranch is a model of green architecture. And in his own language, I think he's been much more fair towards immigrants and towards Muslims. Much more fair than some of his followers have been. And one last bit of good news, and this has nothing to do with George Bush, you know, because I think in many ways he doesn't have much power. He's a figurehead, and maybe if he had power, he would try to do some more worthwhile things, but he kind of belongs to King Coal and other industries, the insurance industry. But in New Mexico, they're taking the initiative regarding solar energy. And they're saying that because the federal government hasn't done much, they passed a $1.6 billion bill to build a 300-megawatt solar farm, which is going to power 240,000 homes, and it's going to be the largest solar project in the world.
Mm.
I mean, that's something that I think gives people hope, can give us a sense of pride to know that we have these initiatives going on in the world that can help ameliorate some of the destruction going on.
Yeah, I think it's very, very, very true. Preston, always good to hear your voice, man. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank you.
The call.
You bet.
All right. Let's go to Gail in Wyoming. Gail, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I may get cut off, so I'll make this really quick. I just want to comment on the pediatrician who called in. I have a soft spot, of course, I think most people should have for doctors. They take an oath that is broader than politics or patriotism. And I guess it's one of the things that really bugs me about the so-called religious right. It seems like their oath or their feeling should be broader than politics or patriotism, but it isn't. They'll, you know, they're anti-abortion, but then they'll abandon these kids and still call themselves Christians.
Right, that's very, very true.
I happened to be sitting next to a French exchange student many years ago at a Christmas Eve service, and he was shocked. He could not get over it. I don't think he paid any attention to the service because he could not get over the fact that at the front of the church there was a state flag and stars and stripes. He thought he saw better than any of the Americans. I guess we just got so used to seeing it, but he saw that there was a contradiction there, that that was not Christianity to have those patriotic symbols up there. You're not a true Christian unless you can put your Christianity above everything else, and then you become a better judge of your patriotism. You know, I'm sure many Nazis called themselves Christians right down to the very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's what I see as the real danger in these mega churches and these religious organizations that put all of that, that put the patriotism above everything else. They're not preaching Christianity. They're preaching power and control.
How can you be religious and then have no feeling for the poor?
Well, exactly. And, I grew up in a very religious home, and my parents were, they were Democrats, but they were Depression Democrats. And their feeling was that the Depression would never have happened if this had been a Christian nation. It's sort of the same direction that we're going right now, that the rich, 95% of the wealth was controlled by 5% of the people, and then finally the whole economy fell apart. But that made them Democrats for their entire lives. But Democrats, because they felt that the Democratic Party supported their Christian values far more than what they saw in the Republican Party. Somehow, I don't understand how these people who call themselves religious on the right can square what's really in the Bible with what they're voting.
Yeah, I don't either. I have no understanding of that at all, and never have. I never have. I've never understood it. I don't know how they do it.
No, I don't either. But anyway, that's my comment. And as I said, I'm on the road and might get cut off, so I probably better just say goodbye. Thank you, Jay.
Okay, take care, Gail. Thanks for the call. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
And we are looking a lot better now. Southbound I-25 traffic coming across downtown. Still very busy, but that earlier problem we had approaching Alameda, that was a truck that caught on fire. Had three out of four lanes blocked at one time. That's now reopened, and traffic's flowing a lot smoother, trying to get down through the bridges and your drive through the T-Rex construction project. We're still kind of jammed up northbound I-25, leaving the DTC, starting from right around 225, getting up past Yale. Do watch for a crash northbound I-25 approaching Santa Fe. Those vehicles off to the right shoulder, more of a hazard. Taking a look at your weather today, we've got sunny skies and another hot one on tap, up to 94 for a high. We will have a few after.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches. Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE. 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us. Blah, 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 dot com, dot com, dot blah, 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 www. Professional Auto Body. 561-FREE.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crosty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Also, check them out online at rockiesautos.com. Look at the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He does all that. See their business philosophy and also watch their TV commercials. Rocky's Autos. Mary and I have been buying from since 1997 and have had nothing but good results from Rocky's. And we steer a lot of our friends and family to Rocky's as well. Rocky's Autos. They'll meet all your car needs, and you know what? They'll treat you the way you deserve to be treated. They're friends of mine, and I want them to become friends of yours. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rates subject to change and availability. Not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:34, 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 94. And thunderstorms in the forecast. Bush says he's not going to meet with Diana DeGette to discuss stem cell research. President Bush has turned down Representative Diana DeGette's call for a meeting on her bill to expand federally funded embryonic stem cell research. DeGette, a Democrat from Colorado, my congresswoman, and Republican Mike Castle, a Republican from Delaware, have requested a White House meeting in hopes of talking Bush out of using his first ever veto to block legislation to see as the best hope for curing diseases such as diabetes and Alzheimer's. But in a letter dated July 7th and received by DeGette on Tuesday, a White House scheduler wrote, "Although the president would appreciate meeting with you, regrettably he is unable to accommodate your request. Thanks for your understanding. The president sends his best wishes." All right. Let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Stan in Lakewood. Stan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to call. I wanted to answer your question from earlier when you were talking. You asked who had won, the Democrats or the Republicans. And sadly, I have to say, I think the Republicans. I think that this is a situation where, once again, we were bullied into a situation by Bill Owens to where we had the situation already wrapped up. It was settled. It wasn't going to be on the ballot in November. And all of a sudden, now we've got it on there. I think the thing that
55 is not going to be on the ballot.
Yeah, 55 won't be on the ballot. But the fact of the matter is, when this first came out, the thing that was the most upsetting to me, I had a phone call from the Republican Party. They called my house and asked me if I was going to support it, and I immediately called them back. I found out it was Richard Lamb that was supporting this bill, and and I called and I said, you guys really should be ashamed of yourselves, and I think anybody who does support this bill should be ashamed of themselves because. To me, it is racist. I immediately wrote Richard Lamb a letter, and I said, I just think this is so pathetic. How many of these people have actually spent time with illegal immigrants? I grew up myself in Western Denver, around the Mile High area, around a lot of people that were illegal immigrants. And the reality is, a lot of these people are scared. They don't want to go to the doctor. They don't want to go apply for government programs. They're scared because if they go out of their way and they do something, who's going to deport them? A lot of them don't realize that, their life is hanging in a balance. Their entire life is hanging in a balance. And you can't sit there and make these statements, these broad generalizations without facts. And going back to, when I first called in last, was it Monday, I got cut off. It was my fault because I was on a cell phone. But going back to the question, too, about, how many how many statistics? Can we get some statistics? Can we get any kind of facts going here as to how much they're using, how much money? You know, I've worked now 2 years in social services, and the reality is that there are no statistics. There are no statistics.
No, there aren't. They couldn't provide any.
You can't. You can't, because the reality is there's so few. It just doesn't happen. There is not a lot of people. I've actually worked with some of these people. You go to them and you ask them. You say, hey, look, why don't you apply for these services? You know, they're going to sit there and they're going to tell you. I mean, you spend some time with these people, they're scared. They don't want to go out of their way to try to seek out these programs. They would rather, in some ways, you know, bite the bullet and let life be the way it is than to go out of their way to go out and seek these services, because they know what can happen to them. And to me, it is. It's a racial issue, plain and simple.
Yeah.
This is not, to me, it's not anything else other than a racial issue. So I just wanted to say that, Jay, and I wanted to say thank you so much for being such an awesome talk show host and for getting these issues out there. And just thanks once again.
Well, thanks, Stan. Thanks for calling and being part of the program, and please call again.
Thank you.
Okay, Stan. Thanks a bunch, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Sam in Fort Collins. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. Good to talk with you.
Nice to have you on.
I wanted to make a point about health insurance. Somebody had mentioned that before. And a lot of times when that comes up, people start worrying about socialized medicine and how complex that will be. There's a good program and a good model that's used for federal employees. And you have a variety of companies, usually a dozen, and they can all apply to be part of the program. The government controls that they do what they say they're going to do, that you don't get thrown out, that you can keep the insurance as you transfer from job to job. And it's a nice model, and it works well. I think it may be the same thing that congressmen and senators have. And I rarely, if ever, hear this mentioned, that how well this model works. And I was curious as to why, or if you'd heard about it or know about
it. No, I don't know about it. I haven't heard about it. But I'm for trying to work it out any way we can, and to get the big pharmaceutical and big medical and insurance interests out of the picture and out of the debate, and get this set up, because polls show that a majority of Americans favor the idea of universal health care coverage.
Yeah, that one works well, and it's the companies continue to participate. Obviously, they must find it to be profitable, and the government sets up the necessary controls, and at the end of each year, you have a so-called open season. You can decide if one company's future needs better than the others. You can choose. And if you could set it up that way, you could actually have a way to withhold the contribution from an employee, and it would work pretty much the same way. And I'm surprised that that model hasn't been discussed more.
Well, we need to do something. I mean, for instance, you know, the pharmaceutical industry has way too much of an influence. And a good example of that is that, you know, well, we can't import drugs from other countries because we don't know what we're going to get. Yet we can import fruits and vegetables and meat.
Sure.
I mean, what's the difference?
Well, obviously the difference is the pharmaceutical company.
You know, what's the difference? Well, the difference is the profit level. That's what the difference is.
Sure.
And it's ridiculous, and we've got to have to do something about it, because healthcare is rapidly, rapidly skyrocketing out of control.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And this is, you know, some sort of a way where you have a government control but not government operated. It seems to me to be the obvious model to go.
All right, Sam. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, the comment you just made about the pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, we can import all these other things. We can't import drugs. I'm willing to bet they import workers, and I don't have statistics on this.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they import some workers due to skill, particularly nurses.
Yeah, they import workers. Not only do they import workers, I'd be willing to bet you that a lot of these pharmaceutical companies, like other corporations in this country, are outsourcing some of the jobs so that they can make more profits. But they're not willing to let us pay a more competitive rate for the drugs.
Right.
And it just doesn't make any sense. It's total price fixing. And it's, you know, right-wing conservative lobbyists that are allowing these companies to do these things. And again, you know, I've said this before on your show. The Republicans and the neocons don't care what they use to distract our attention and take our eye off the ball while they enrich themselves. They just don't care. They'll use anything. They'll use flag burning. They'll use gay marriage. They'll use any issue they can use, including a war, to take our eye off the ball so that they can continue to cut taxes for the top 2%,
yeah.
So that they can continue to give tax breaks and incentives for these corporations to move offshore and pay no taxes, while the rest of us pick up the bill.
Yeah, they are definitely unethical. There's no question.
Yeah, and we don't have the benefit of paying lower costs for where they save money. They're not passing that on to the consumer. That's supporting their business. It's unconscionable to me. The other issue that I want to talk about is health care. I don't understand why in the health care system a family with five kids pays the same premium as a family with one child. My wife and I have one child, and when she was at the company that she was at prior to being laid off, the same rate, we paid the same rate as any of the people in that company, and the company had a lot of Mormons working for them, and they had typically, you know, large families. Why should somebody with six kids that are going to the doctor much more often than my one child, why should they pay the same premium as we pay? It just, to me, does not make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, most families out there, and I know the actuaries that work for these insurance companies have got it figured out, and that's why it's this way. You know they can figure out what a family of five actually costs, and they set a premium standard that meets what those needs are, and they could also do that for a family of one, with one child. And, you know, it sickens me to know some of the bonuses that I see. I used to be an insurance broker, and it sickens me to know what some of the bonuses are for the CEOs and the upper management people at some of these insurance companies, while the rest of us are just being raped for the premiums. It's just, I don't begrudge anybody making a good living. You know, I believe in the free market.
No, but what was the figure here last week or the week before? 585 times CEOs make 585 times more than the average worker?
Yeah, it's out of control. I mean, it's absolutely out of control. It's gotten to the point where, you know, CEOs are these rock stars. They're the modern-day rock stars. They live these extravagant lifestyles. They make far too much money, and I don't begrudge them being profitable. I don't begrudge them making their companies profitable. We all benefit from that. I do begrudge them the unrepentant greed that permeates the corporate environment in our country right now, and that's what it is.
Well, we're starting to create an aristocracy in this country.
Yeah, we are, absolutely. And, you know, it's going to take enough time as it is to turn the clock back on that and to level the playing field for people that are just coming into this country and for kids like my son who are growing up. I'm working class.
We need to start getting going on it. We need to do it this November. Hey, listen, I got to run. Thank you so much, man, for the call. It's a good one.
All right. Take care, Jay.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. We'll continue. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's 945.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
4x4 for only $249 a month. $1 down, $249 a month. Simple. Longmont, 3rd and Alpine, Freeway, I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
Running out of gas can be a nuisance. If Bonfils Blood Center runs low on blood, their life-saving services can stall. This summer, help keep blood supply levels on full. Donate twice over the summer, and you may win a trip for two to the Riu Palace Cancun, courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Call 303-363-2300, visit bonfils.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
9:46, 14 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner and your back's up against the wall financially, the Mortgage Store is here to help you with a low great rate for you, a low great rate. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.99% for a 30-year fixed rate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. You see, the Federal Reserve has raised rates 16 times in the past months, and the minimum payments on your credit cards have doubled, and you know what it's like to try to pay off credit cards. You need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of the special 5.99% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered by the Mortgage Store, and you got to pick the phone up and you got to call them at 303-423-7171. Now, the Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, and who hasn't, you can still get a great fixed mortgage rate. And they can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high interest rate credit cards to boot by simply calling the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too, so they fit your schedule. It's fast, it's easy, and you know what? The interest on your home loan may be tax deductible. The interest on your credit card is absolutely not. Plus, at the Mortgage Store, they stay with you from the beginning all the way through the very end. They're there to help you out. So don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call today and start saving money.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 14, the aging pickup truck.
All right, already. So I'm off warranty now, and I got a few issues, you know. Like noisy brakes, shocks what don't hold up my rear end like they used to. Whoa, what the hemi was that? Anyway, the stand-up guy that drives me? Forget about it. Gives me brand name oil and filters, top shelf wash and wax, and when I need a replacement part, he don't mess with no amateurs, you know what I'm saying? Always goes to the pros that say we got it.
Keep cool on the road this summer with great coupon specials from Checker, like Peak Ready Use Antifreeze Coolant, just $2.99 a gallon after rebate. And with qualifying Fram, Prestone, or Autolite purchase, you can have special discount coupons to save up to $32 on four tickets to the Mile High Nationals NHRA drag races on Saturday, July 15th. Want coupon savings? We got it.
So now when your pickup needs a pickup, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
9:49, 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk, marching towards November one day at a time. Jay Marvin here with you, and it's nice to have you along. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Barbara in Aurora. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I am calling about the issue of the day with not just the immigration, which is such a distraction. It's really such a non-issue. It honestly needs to be dealt with through the employers. You know, if people come here. I work with low-income people all day long, including some immigrants, legal and illegal. The immigrants come here to work.
Yep, exactly.
That's it. They don't come here for our health care. They don't come here for anything else. They come here because they can get a job.
Yep, I agree.
It sickens me to think that there is talk out there about cutting back on services. I mean, what type of society do we want to have here?
I don't know.
To allow a construction worker to bleed to death on site because he can't get medical care?
And how does that jive with the so-called Christian attitude of the GOP?
Oh, no kidding. And talk about family values. Some of the immigrant families I work with have the best family values.
Yeah, they really do.
But what I really wanted to talk with you about is there is a group, the Colorado Fiscal Policy Institute, which has done extremely detailed financial research, compiled data on what it takes to be self-sufficient in this country. It's done in various states. It's been done in all 64 counties in Colorado. The information is a little overwhelming because it breaks it down into 70 different family types,
mm-hmm.
and how much it really costs to be completely self-sufficient. And this is their wage data does not include saving for college or for emergencies. It doesn't include It doesn't assume home ownership. It doesn't include takeout costs for pizza and all that type of stuff. So for an example, a single mom with an infant and a preschooler, for her to be totally self-sufficient, her salary would have to be $21 per hour.
Wow.
Huge, Jay. Huge. Yeah. And what is our abysmal minimum wage?
$5.15.
$5.15. I read something a while ago. I was just looking through it. Can't find the information exactly. But if the minimum wage had kept pace with CEO salary increases over the past 20, 30 years, minimum wage would be $16 an hour.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
So it's really disgusting, frankly.
It is.
It's a sad time for America.
Well, we got to turn it around.
We can turn it around. Exactly right. So one of the what I would love for people to have is more information about the reality of this situation. I would love for you to, and I can give this off the air. I can email it to you if you want to have somebody from this institute come on your show and talk about more.
All right, email it to me.
I will do that. I will do that because I had no idea. I'm a public health nurse, but I had no idea it would take that much for people to really be self-sufficient. No services, no benefits, no nothing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We don't make that much.
Nope.
We don't make that much. Criminy.
Nope, not at all.
I was blessed to have my parents as my parents. It's the only way that I'm in the situation that I'm in, because they had enough money they could share with us.
Yeah.
Provide a college education for us.
Yep, it's very, very tough. And the idea that, you know, you make it on your own, very few people make it on their own. When we all get help somewhere down the line from somebody.
You know, our president did not make it on his own.
No, he did not.
He was very fortunate to be raised into a wealthy family.
No, he did not. You're right. He's part of the aristocracy. Absolutely.
And it's not right. But we're not aware of all of that. We're not aware of the huge discrepancies in income and living styles in this country.
No, because we don't talk about it, because for years it was considered to be quote-unquote class warfare,
right,
while the GOP, while the conservatives, waged class warfare in the most cynical manner.
Exactly. It's do as I say, not as I do.
Right, and I think we need to reverse that trend.
We do need to, and one of the ways to do it is educate people. I mean, I am out. I am going to be picking up handfuls of voting registration sheets to get my clients registered. And obviously, we can't talk politics.
Right.
But they know the reality. They know that right now, the women that I work with who are on welfare, if they're pregnant, they're going to be cut back on how much money they get, how much money the program, the state, or the county gets, because they're going to be on maternity leave. This is right from George Bush. Activities cannot count for work to from welfare to work program.
What happens if the baby is born premature?
Absolutely, and they're in the hospital with them 24/7. Maybe dragging their other child on the bus with them so they can visit their newborn. Or even if it's just a regular complication-free delivery, if it's their first pregnancy on TANF, they get 12-month maternity 12 would be nice, 12 months. That's what the Europeans get, 12-week maternity leave. That's pretty standard. If it's their second baby on TANF, they get 6 weeks maternity leave, Jay, and they have to find daycare for that six-week-old baby so they can go back to work. Earning wage.
Something about that's not right.
No, it's not right. Now our president wants to cut back maternity leave activities for the program, so the programs will not get as much funding as they have been getting, because their participants who are pregnant and on maternity leave aren't meeting the standards as far as the work activities.
Well, that's because he wants to be able to give more tax cuts to the rich.
And spend it on a useless war.
Yep, that's exactly right. Barbara, thank you. Appreciate the call.
I will email this information, and please consider having some of these folks on to educate us all more.
You got it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Barbara.
Bye.
Let's go to Lisa in Colorado Springs. Lisa, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, Lisa's gone. Did I look for Lisa and she was missing? I looked for Lisa and she was history. Let's go to Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Just fine.
Barbara, if you can hear this, that was wonderful.
Yeah, I thought it was great, too.
I love hearing articulate people talk to you about that stuff. My issue is, you know, hey, I love Javier. I love Juan. I love hard workers who earn their keep. My wife is a hard worker in the medical profession herself, you know, but she ends up getting the squat pay while the doctor gets all of his Porsche payments, you know? For 4 years, she's had medical problems, And the doctor finally said, you know, I can't help you. I don't know what the problem is. He didn't even give her the benefit of giving another doctor or recommend this doctor. He just dumped her and said, thank you for your $6,000 last year. There's nothing I can do for you. Oh, by the way, here are the most expensive prescription drugs you can take. And, yeah, there are no knockoffs. There are no generic versions. So, but you have to take these because these are the only things you can do.
That's the one. That's not. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, well, she stopped taking them. She still had the same stuff. She took them. She still had the same problems.
Can I ask what's wrong with her?
Well, she had a gallbladder taken out, for one. The doctor said, this is it. Well, they biopsied it. Okay, yeah, there was something wrong with it. But there was still something. She has celiac disease, which is she can't eat wheat, oats, or gluten.
Right.
They diagnosed that. That was the first thing we found out. Then we found out her gallbladder was wrong. Well, now she still has the stuff, but we can't figure it out. And the doctors can't figure it out.
So is she going to another doctor?
Yeah, she's already made appointments with two other doctors. One's a celiac-specific doctor that helps with these kind of stomach things. But now we're finding out it might have been something with her back the whole time. You know, back and stomach, highly connected. But the point is, I'm a contractor. If I go into somebody's house and I say, okay, I'm going to diagnose this problem, and I sit there for a year and take all their money and then say, oh, I can't help you. Your roof is still going to leak. I'm sorry. I can't fix your skylight. It's still going to leak. Thanks for the $6,000. I'll see you later. I'd be in court so fast.
Yeah.
If I said I am practicing carpentry, no one would hire me. But doctors can still practice medicine, and they can still get the
highest. I hear you. You know what? And we need to get into this more when we have time. I'm just out of time. Darren, thank you, man. Thanks for the call. And my best
Jay,
to your wife. All right.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you. Back tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m. Thank you, everybody, for being involved. Agree or disagree, you're always welcome here. Al Franken is next. Have yourselves a great day.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions.